can be. I know the way you've treated other guys you've been with. Luck be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair. It isn't nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. Let's keep this party polite. Never get out of my sight. Stick with me, baby, I'm the fella you came in with. Luck be a lady tonight. Let a gentleman see just how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you've treated other guys you've been with. Hey, luck be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair, and it's not nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. So let's keep the party polite. Never get out of my sight. Stick with me, baby, I'm the guy that you came in with. Luck be a lady. Luck be a lady. Luck be a lady.
See it through somehow. To someone's heart I know I hold the key. Somewhere there's a someone for everyone. Somewhere there's a someone for me. And I'll search my whole life through until I find a love that's true. For I know somewhere there's a someone for me. And I I'll search my whole life through until I find a love that's true. For I know somewhere there's a someone for me. For I know somewhere there's a someone for me. Hello, darling. Well, hello, darling. It's so nice to have you back where you belong. You're looking swell, darling, and I can tell, darling, you still growing, you still growing, you still going strong. I feel the room swaying while the band's playing one of your old favorite songs from way back when. So take her rap, fellas, find her an empty lap, fellas, and Dolly will never go away again. I said hello, Dolly, well, what do you know, Dolly, it's so nice to have you back where you belong. You're looking swell, Dolly, and I can tell, Dolly, you're still growing, you're still growing, you're still going strong. Just feel that room swaying, 'cause the band's playing one of your old familiar songs from way back when. So, golly gee, fellas, find her an empty knee, fellas, and Dolly will never go away again. I mean, hello, Dolly, what do you know, Dolly? It's so nice to have you back where you belong. I can tell, Dolly, you're looking swell. Swell, Dolly, yeah, you're still growing, you're still growing, you're still going strong. Just feel that room swaying while the band keeps on playing one of your old familiar songs from way back when. So, golly gee, fellas, have a little faith in me, fellas. Dolly will never go away again. Just feel that room swaying while that band is playing one of your old familiar songs from way back when. So, golly gee, fellas, find her a vacant knee, fellas. Dolly will never go away. Promise you never.
Someday, when I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you. In the way you look tonight, yes, you're lovely, with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft, there is nothing for me but to love you and the way you look tonight. With each word, your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. And that laugh wrinkles your nose, touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Touches my foolish heart. Lovely, don't you ever change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it? 'Cause I love you just the way you look tonight. Just the way you look tonight.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too,
what a wonderful world this would be.
Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a sliding rule is for. But I do know what
it was is two.
And if this one could be with you,
what a wonderful world this would be.
Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. For maybe by being an A student, baby, your love for me. Don't know much about
history.
Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that
I love you.
And I know that
if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
La ta 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 ta.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome inside Shoretown Ballpark here in Lakewood. Time for Jersey Shore Blue Claws Baseball on Bally Live, BlueClaws.com and MILB TV alongside Tony Grant, Bob Greg, Jim Parisi. Tonight, the Blue Claws Phillies affiliates 1-0, 36-30. Take on the Rome Braves 0-1, 30-37. Game two of half number two. It'll be Jordan Fowler for Jersey Shore, 0-3, 2.83 ERA, and Tyler Owens for Rome, 0-5. But don't look at the record. His ERA is 2.25 on the year. Tony, welcome back. How are you?
All right, Greg. Well, the weather has turned out to be pretty good so far. It did rain some heavy showers earlier
on this
afternoon.
Says the person who wasn't taking the tarp on and off the field all day.
And it seems to be okay now. Hopefully we'll be good for the balance of the evening right now. Very pleasant night for baseball here in Lakewood, New Jersey. Well, Greg, if you are going to win them all, you've got to win the first one.
That's right.
And the Blue Clothes are 1-0, starting the half, as we know, with a win last night. And the way it goes, well, first of all, it was the first time the Blue Claws have won their first game since the 2021 season. They lost both half openers last year, and then they lost the first half opener this year. So you've got to go back to that 2021 game. Logan O'Hoppe had a home run that night. That was the first game, right, Greg, of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws era?
Yeah, and the first game, obviously, in a year plus after the COVID year in 2020. So... yeah, that was a fun night. O'Hoppe had a home run. Blue Claws won. Bryson Stott was in that game, too.
So, in the game last night, a couple of critical plays early, and some excellent pitching from the Blue Claws, which we discussed with manager Greg Brzezinski earlier today. Brzezinski coming off a well-pitched 2-1 ball game, victory over Rome last night. Greg, I thought a couple of key plays in the game early. First, the successful appeal play in the first inning. Runner at second, Alvarez, a run already home, long fly ball. He tags up, goes to third. But an appeal play, and he's rolled out. Take us through that.
Yeah, obviously it was a key part of the game because I believe the next guy hit a double.
Right.
Basically wiped a run off the board. But when those situations come up, it's especially with one runner on base, it's a lot easier to kind of have your eyes on when a ball goes to the outfield. You know, especially a high fly ball like that, you're expecting the guy to tag up, and it was pretty blatant, clear, really, and obvious to myself and the rest of the staff, our whole dugout, and potentially the whole stadium. That's how early he left on that play. So just glad the umpires got it right and they saw it and they did their job. And, you know, a lot of times you check on those just to be sure. But that one, I think, was just kind of clear and obvious and easy call for him.
And how often do you see that successful?
We've had it actually go in our favor a couple times this year. I think, especially earlier in the season, the wind was kind of crazy, and that can, keep the ball in the air a little longer or make it a little tougher play for the outfielder. So, runners get a little jumpy. So we had to go our way a couple times this year. You don't see it too often, but you always try.
Gunnar Mayer last night in the second inning, still down, Jersey Shore is 1-0, has the bases loaded, one out, the little leadoff hitter up, Quintero, he strikes him out and then gets Alvarez, their leading RBI guy, to ground out to short. How big was that sequence?
It ended up being huge, a tight ball game. But it was good. It was great to see, from Gunnar and him continue to mature and show the growth on the mound that he has to kind of get in a tight spot like that and be able to work out of it with his stuff that he's been featuring. So obviously it was great for the team, but I thought it was also good for Gunnar to kind of work his way out of that bases loaded situation.
Yeah, talk about him a little bit more. His first victory last night, that's got to feel great for him and for the staff and for everyone.
Yeah.
His first victory this year.
No, absolutely. And, there's a lot of things that go into that. So looking at wins and losses is great on the pitcher's end, but then you got to kind of dive deeper into it, and especially with some of our starters early in the season building up and only actually throwing 3 or 4 innings. They never really have a chance to get a victory, if they don't go 5 or more. And so that played a little bit into it, but obviously – always happy when a starting pitcher gets a win, and it was really, really proud of him last night that he got his first one.
Ninth inning, Carlos Francisco gets the save. What a year he's having, and he's another one of these guys that the team is aware of, but maybe the general public, what a great season he's had. That was his fifth save. He's 2-0 at 2.93 ERA, 23 years old, and he's been with the Blue Claws actually far to the last 3 seasons, and that, by the way, his 77th appearance with the club. That's a franchise record for a pitcher by a couple. Jake Dietman had the other.
Oh, nice.
Held it at 72. But anyway, Carlos Francisco, what has enabled him to develop into such an effective pitcher this year?
I think a lot of hard work. Him
you know, also, what does he throw also?
Fastball. He's a really good splitter, which I think has evolved throughout the season. You know, Phil and Brady have done a really good job of working with him to kind of hone in on that secondary stuff, and he's been able to command it in the strike zone early in counts and then also use it as a put-away pitch. And that's great because the splitter isn't something that, you know, is featured every day by a lot of pitchers, but he's really made that a huge part of his arsenal, and the usage of that pitch has ticked up, and you know, fastballs continue to get better throughout the season, and the confidence level has continued to rise. And you know, he's been in a lot more of those, you know, high leverage type situations recently, and he's really succeeded. So it's been good to see that.
Well, tonight the ace of the Adelaide Giants, Jordan Fowler, has tried a lot of big games for the ABL champions in 2023, and he's going to pitch tonight. Has a nice year going, 3-2 record, 7 innings his last start.
Mm-hmm.
What do we look forward to from this 24-year-old left-hander tonight?
Yeah, hopefully more of the same. And it's funny you mentioned the Adelaide Giants. You know, I think it's good. We have a lot of guys that go out there and winter ball, and it gives them an opportunity to obviously continue to play. But there's that competitive atmosphere where, you know, it's another season trying to win a championship, and they get to learn a lot about themselves, a lot about the game, and a lot of those guys have brought that over to spring training and into the season and all those reps. So, but no, I'm just looking for more of the same out of him. And he's going to take the ball. He's going to attack the strike zone. He's going to use, you know, a good mix of pitches to kind of navigate through the lineup a few times. And now, as long as he's throwing the ball well, we'll leave him out there.
All right. Hopefully he'll be out there for a long time.
Awesome.
Thanks, Greg. Good luck tonight.
Awesome. Thank you.
Blue Claws manager Greg Brodzinski with Tony earlier tonight. And Tony, Blue Claws will turn to Jordan Fowler this evening. He's had an excellent season. And the pitching preview brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health, Community Medical Center, Monmouth Medical Center, and Monmouth Medical Center Southern Campus, and RWJ Barnabas Health. Life is better healthy. 2.83 ERA this year for Fowler. 54 innings, 53 hits. He's walked 15. And he struck out 38, went 7 innings for the first time in his career last time out last Saturday at Wilmington. Did not get a decision. Blue Claws would win that game, though, and allowed just 3 hits, 1 run, struck out 5. And, Tony, I guess, you know, kind of under the radar a little bit, you know, around the, you know, the Phillies minor league chatter, but he is a name to watch, and he's had a really solid year for Jersey Shore after, as you mentioned, he was pitching in winter ball in Adelaide over the winter.
Yeah, well, he and Matt Osterberg, the almost a twin lefties, similar approaches, and they've been getting, not only getting guys out, but Greg, they've been giving the Blue Claws length, 5, 6,
yeah,
7 innings, and more of the 6, 7 innings than the 5.
Fowler threw exactly 5 innings in 8 of his first 10 starts, and then went through that for the first time. Osterberg's pitched 6 innings twice, and 7 innings twice now, including the other night. And I talked to Matt the other day, and you know, he said that they definitely kind of play off each other, and Fowler always watches Osterberg start earlier in the series a little closer because they are such similar pitchers, and just the way the rotation has fallen, Osterberg pitches generally earlier in the week, so he doesn't get to see Fowler face the team that he's going to face this week, but Fowler gets to see that team face Osterberg, a similar pitcher. So, lineup cards being exchanged right now. Greg Brodzinski deferring to his hitting coach, Brock Stassi, who's out there with the manager, Angel Flores, of Rome. Rome sends out Tyler Owens tonight, a right-hander. 28 innings, 27 hits, only 7 earned runs. He's walked only 5, and he struck out 33. So, you know, he's 0-5, but that's because he's been starting but only pitching 3 or 4 innings at a time. So forget that. He's got a 2.25 ERA and has not allowed an earned run in each of his last 3 outings. In fact, in his last 5 outings, dating to May 13th, he has only allowed 1 earned run in 15 and two-thirds innings of work. Jersey Shore's bullpen has been fantastic. Last 6 games, they're 5-1, and the bullpen's allowed 3 earned runs in 26 and two-thirds innings. And 2 of the runs were on a 2-run homer by Keyshawn Ogans off Jack Dallas in Rome's win on Thursday. 31 strikeouts, 9 walks for the Blue Claws. And, Tony, that's 13 different pitchers in 24 different appearances. So, you know, it's tough to have these, you know, games where you're using all these relievers and, you know, keep winning, because in reality it only takes an off night from one or two of them, and, you know, it makes it very difficult to win a game. You're not really riding a hot reliever for three or four innings. It's just, like, for example, last night they used four different relievers, one inning each, and they were all on.
Yeah, it's not very often that that happens, but that certainly has worked out, especially lately, for Jersey Shore. Plenty of appearances for Carlos Francisco and Tommy McCullum. They're tied for first in appearances this year with 25, and they're both tied.
Yeah, but it's not just them.
Huh? Right.
It's not just them, because others. Tristan Garnett, yeah, right, and Jordy Martinez are tied for third with 23.
Right,
so
yeah.
Lucas at the top four in the Sally League there in appearances.
And that duo there, Francisco and McCullum, are tied for third in the league in saves with five each. So excellent work of bullpen, excellent work of the starting pitching, and that's why, Greg, the Blue Claws have recovered so nicely from that 2-8 start.
Yeah, they're 34-22 since they started the season, 2-8, and obviously the only record that matters now, 1-0 in the second half after that win last night, 2-1 behind Gunnar Mayer and four relievers. That'll do it for the Blue Claws Beat pregame show. We'll take a break and come back. We'll have the starting lineups in the first pitch on Marble Defenders of the Diamond Nine at Shortstop Upfront on ValleyLiveBlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today. See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join, and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Pleasant. Good evening, everybody. Welcome inside Shoretown Ballpark here in Lakewood, Cyber Jersey Shore. Blue Claws Baseball on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com and MILB TV. Alongside Tony Graham, I'm Greg Ciambarisi. Blue Claws 1-0 in the second half, 36-30 overall. Rome 0-1, 30-37 overall this year. Jordan Fowler 0-3, 2.83. Tyler Owens 0-5, 2.25. Forget the records. These guys have had very good seasons, both of them. And Fowler 3-2. I don't know where I got it. 3-2 with a 2.83 ERA on the season. And he'll take the mound against this Rome lineup here tonight. It's Marble's Defenders of the Diamond Knight. Blue Claws running special Marble design jerseys that are being auctioned off right now for Blue Claws charities. Go to MILBauctions.com. Rome's lineup brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health, local facilities including Community Medical Center at Toms River, Monmouth Medical Center in Long Branch, and Monmouth Medical Center Southern Campus right here in Lakewood. RWJ Barnabas Health is New Jersey's most comprehensive health system and proud to be the official health care provider of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. To learn more about what RWJ Barnabas Health can do for you, visit rwjbh.org. Kevin Kilpatrick Jr. leads off in center, then Ignacio Alvarez at short, and Drake Baldwin the catcher. Keyshawn Ogans in third will bat four, then Araldo Quintero in second. Adam Zabrowski's DHing, he'll bat sixth. Then Brandon Parker in right. Alicia L. Stevens is the first baseman, he bats eighth. And Kadon Morton is the left fielder, and he'll bat ninth. And Jordan Fowler, Tony on the mound. He's had a great start to the season. See how he follows up his best game of his career. 7 innings, 3 hits, 1 run last Saturday in Wilmington.
And Greg, a beautiful night as it turns out for baseball. Hopefully it'll stay that way. Some clouds around. The showers have exited, however. And a little luck, we'll get through the whole night unscathed by the elements. Blue Claws trying to get to a 2-0 start here in the second half. And Jordan Fowler will do the honors for the Blue Claws as we get underway. Here's Greg.
78 degrees, partly cloudy skies here at Shoretown Ballpark in Lakewood. And Kevin Kilpatrick Jr. steps in to lead things up for Rome. 7:05, first pitch from Fowler, pulled on the ground, foul down third, and we're underway. Count is no balls and a strike. Kilpatrick at 2-14, five home runs, 19 runs batted in. He had last night off, started in center the first 3 days of the series. That one fouled back up here to our right out of play. And the count 0-2. Kilpatrick, 22 years old. He was a 17th round pick by Atlanta last year out of the College of Central Florida. Fowler's a left-hander from Tennessee. He went to Central Missouri, and he misses outside with a fastball. And we count one ball and two strikes. 3-2 and 11 starts at 2.83 ERA. 54 innings, 53 hits. He's walked 15, struck out 38, and misses outside again, 2-2. So, Tony, one thing you see with Fowler, not a lot of strikeouts, but he does get a lot of softer contact and gets a lot of outs. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a foul tip, strike three, and one away. So there's a strikeout. It's 39th of the season. But yeah, not a ton of strikeouts, but he knows how to pitch. As the saying goes, he can throw any pitch in any count, a lot of curveballs, a lot of changeups, and his goal out there is to just keep hitters off balance, and he's done that extremely well this year. He has not allowed more than two earned runs in any start since his first one, which was opening day in Brooklyn. They gave him three runs in two and a third innings, but it's been fantastic. And a fastball here high to Ignacio Alvarez, and the count is 1-0. Alvarez at 271, a home run, 37 RBI. Switch hitter batting from the right side. And the left-handers pitch a changeup for a strike. Plate umpire is Trey Jester, and the base umpire is Jesse Bush. So it rained a little bit overnight. Tarp was on and off the field throughout the day. Here's the 1-1. Curveball inside corner called strike. And it's 1-2 on Alvarez batting from the right side. Took it off at 11:30, put it back on around 1 o'clock. Took it off for just a few minutes at 3:30, and then finally, and there's a check swing roller up first foul. And then finally took it off for good at about 5:45. So, it's actually, Tony, turned into a really nice night here at Shoretown. So 1-2 on Alvarez, and Fowler's pitch is swung on and missed, a high fastball, strike three. And that's out number two. So just as we said, Fowler doesn't get a ton of strikeouts. He gets the first two batters of the game. He's been five on four occasions this year, four of his 11 starts. This is his 12th start of the season. That would be his season high. So here's Drake Baldwin, the catcher, at 217, eight home runs, 31 RBIs. Baldwin, 7 for his last 35 out of Missouri State. Bats on the left side. Third round pick, and Fowler's pitch is low. So it's Gabriel Rincones Jr. in left field. Marcus Lee Sang in center. Leandro Pineda in right. Nick Ward in third. Eric Brito at short. Howie Lee at second. Rickson Wingrove at first. And Hendrick Navas catching. Bounced foul behind the plate. One ball, one strike on Drake Baldwin.
Greg, if he strikes Baldwin out, we know that somehow he heard you.
I guess so. Here's the 1-1, curveball high. So the jerseys that the Blue Claws are wearing, they're navy blue, and they say jerseys are Blue Claws in kind of a comic font with the Blue Claws marbleized crab exploding up out of the ocean. 2-1, swinging a curveball, and a miss, strike 2-2. So they're being worn tonight, and they're being auctioned off as we speak, and you can bid on MILBauctions.com until 9 o'clock Eastern Time. Swing and a miss. Got him on the slider. Strike three. And the side retired. So Jordan Fowler comes in and strikes out the side here with the first. All swinging. We played half an inning. It's Rome nothing. And Jersey Shore coming to bat on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, and Goblet Toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Back inside Shortstown Ballpark in Lakeland, we head to the bottom of the first inning, and Hao Yu Lee leading off for Jersey Shore after Jordan Fowler struck out the side in a 1-2-3 top half of the first. Lee at second, and Gabriel Rinconis Jr. left, and Rickson Wingrove at first. Marcus Lee Sangs in center field, and Nick Ward's at third. He'll bat fifth. First pitch by right-hander Tyler Owens on the way to Lee. It's high and tight, ball one. Hitting sixth and short is Eric Brito, and then Leandro Pineda, the right fielder. Hendrick Nava is catching, bats eighth, and Wilfredo Flores, the DH, is batting ninth. And Owens deals, fastball, popped up foul off first out of play. The next ball to strike on Hao Yu Lee. And 265, one home run, and 13 runs batted in. Owens a hard thrower. Those first two pitches were 95 miles an hour on the Hawkeye system. He's a right-hander from Trinity Catholic in Ocala, Florida. Here's a liner to right field, right to Parker, who is there. And reaches up to make the catch. So Brandon Parker reels in Lee's liner. And there's one away here with the first for Gabriel Rinconis Jr. Owens, a 13th round pick in 2019, was an overslot signee by the Braves. Spent the last 2 years with Low A Augusta before working its way up to High A Rome this season, where they've been careful with him. They've kept him at four innings or less. Here's Rinconis Jr. swinging a miss at a slider. So he has no wins, but a 2.25 ERA, 28 innings, 27 hits, only 5 walks, and he struck out 33, and just one run in 15 and two-thirds innings coming into today in his last 5 games. That's when Conan's fouls went off, and the count 0-2. So he's been impressive. They have the shift on against Rinconis. The third baseman, Keyshawn Ogans, now basically playing shortstop, swinging a miss, breaking ball, and got him strike 3. And two down for Rickson Wingrove.
You had two quality starters going last night. It figured to be a close ball game, and that's the script that followed. Blue Claws won 2-1. And right now, you would think that this could be another low-scoring contest here tonight. Though, as you pointed out earlier, the starter for Rome doesn't usually go more than about 4 or so innings, at least so far.
Here's Rickson. He hits a hard ground at a second. Right there is Quintero, and he throws over to first. So Wingrove retired. And so are the Blue Claws, 1-2-3. We played one inning, no score on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
You already live and breathe Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball. Now show everyone else how to do it. Blue Claws merchandise, hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more available now in the Claws Go. Sport that new surfing Blue Claws logo or the boogie boarding crab if you like, or strike a pose with Jersey Shore Blue Claws themed outerwear, novelty items like pins, keychains, and more. It's all available 24 hours a day at blueclaws.com/shop. That's blueclaws.com/shop. Live like a Blue Claw.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers,
or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Each pitcher, a 1-2-3 first inning, so no score as we start the second. And Keyshawn Ogun's leading it off for Rome against left-hander Jordan Fowler, who struck out the side of the first inning. His season-high strikeout total is 5, so 60% of the way there already. And he went 7 innings in his last start, by the way. First pitch, grounder to short. Ranging over to his left is Eric Brito. No trouble with it. Throws to first. In time to get Ogun's. One pitch and one out. That'll bring up Geraldo Quintero, the second baseman.
It's been a real treat, Greg, to watch Brito play shortstop. Granted, he hasn't been here. This is just his 10th game, but he's very slick, very poised, great natural instincts, and that's what we heard about him coming up, man. He has lived up to that billing.
Here's Quintero, 230, two homers on the year. Fowler's pitch is in there for a called strike. And McCown, nothing at one. Two homers, 20 ribbies for Quintero. Adam Zabrowski is on deck. Fowler works quick. Changeup grounded down to third. Backhanded by Ward near the line. Throws across. Has plenty of time. Gets him by a couple of steps. Two up and two down here in the second. Blue Claw's pitching has been very good lately. Between all 18 pitchers on their roster, they've allowed just eight runs, seven earned in the first four games of this series. And they've allowed just seven runs in their last 51 innings pitched, have the Blue Claws. Here's Zabrowski, and he looks at a fastball for a changeup for a strike. And a count, nothing in one. So it's been a great run now for these Blue Claws pitchers, including and especially Fowler. Slow curve in there for a called strike. Nice pitch, and the count 0-2. Zabrowski and 211, but he does have 7 homers and 18 RBIs. He is just 3 for his last 38. Fowler looking for his 4th strikeout. Trying to retire the first 6, and he misses outside there to Zabrowski, who is from Albany, New York. He went to St. John Fisher in Rochester, 13th round pick in 2021 by Atlanta. And here's the pitch by Fowler. That's high and outside, a fastball. And we count 2-2. In the bottom of the second, Jersey Shore will have Marcus Lee Sang, Nick Ward, and Eric Brito. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Changeup got him. Strike 3. 6 up, 6 down, 4 strikeouts for Jordan Fowler. And we're through an inning and a half. No score. Here on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Valley Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Valley Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today. See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Klaustas experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Back inside Shortstown Ballpark, bottom of the second inning, no score. Blue Claws and the Rome Braves. 6 up, 6 down for Jordan Fowler. Tyler Owens, the Rome starter, trying to match him. He hit a 1-2-3 top half of or bottom half of the first. Marcus Lee Seng will lead it off, then Nick Ward and Eric Credo. Marcus at 273, four home runs, 32 RBIs. Oh, it's a hard-throwing right-hander from Ocala, Florida. And the first pitch, a fastball on the outside corner to the left-handed hitting Marcus Lee Seng. The count is nothing and one. Owens turned 22 years old on January 9th. And here's the 0-1. Lee Seng takes it, and it misses high for a ball. Blue Claws wearing these navy blue Marvel-inspired Defenders of the Diamond jerseys tonight with the Blue Claws Marvelized logo in there. And the pitch is a curveball rolled up first foul. And it's one ball and two strikes on Lee Seng. They're up for bid, but only until 9 p.m. Eastern. So you have another hour and 40 minutes. One and two on Lee Seng. Here's the pitch. Flying the other way into left field. Going back on it, Morton. He's there. And Kadon Morton makes the catch for out number one. Hit it hard, but is retired. Marcus Lee Seng, one away for Nick Ward. If you're wondering, Tony, most bids right now on these jerseys, three have six bids. Haoyu Lee, Gabriel Rincones Jr., and number 37, who is not assigned to a player, it's just number 37. Here is Nick Ward, first pitch, swing and a miss, the slider, nothing in one. And then right in behind are Orion Kirkring, Tommy McCollum, and Nick Ward. But bidding's going well, and all the proceeds from the auction will benefit Blue Claws Charities and their end-of-season grant program. Foul tipped by Ward at home plate, 0-2. They get 251, five homers, 30 RBIs. He had a double in last night's game, went 1-for-3. And on Thursday was actually caught stealing for the first time this season. 18-for-19, he lays off a curveball that misses low, and the count is 1-2. He seems to play again tomorrow, and Rafael Marcano starts for the Blue Claws against Hunter Riggins of Rome. Fastball at the knees. Got him looking for a call third strike. Ward thought it was low, but he is punched out, and two away for Eric Brito, the shortstop. Brito, 6 out of 30. No home runs, 6 ribbies since joining the Blue Claws last week. And he swings and misses. Tell you what, Tony, Tyler Owens looks
really good.
Very sharp. Yeah, the 0-1. Line foul the other way. And so, too, does Jordan Fowler. So, yeah. Last night was 2-1. And I don't want to say first to two is going to win tonight. But, maybe first to three or four.
Might be first to one.
You know, as soon as we say that, it'll be like 10-9.
Right.
Brito from Venezuela played in Clearwater last year and then again at the beginning of this year. And he lays off a curveball from the right-hander Owens that misses outside. It's 1-2. Should Brito get on, Leandro Pineda would bet. And the 1-2 pitch on the way is popped up foul, first base side. And that will get out of play. Stevens gave it a look, but it's in the seats. And it's 1-2. Robin there, alternate red jerseys. They say Braves across the chest. And the pitch is a slider, and it's low. A lot of their word marks and their fonts and everything, just like the Atlanta Braves. The hat, though, that they have has the tomahawk, you know, that the Braves have, but it's in front of Roman pillars. And the 2-2 is a slider low. And the count is 3-2. Rome, Georgia is a little bit northwest of Atlanta. Blue Claws went there in the SAL Championship Series back in 2016. Lost 3-1. And that's high ball four. Good at bat by Brito. Fouled off a couple of pitches. Worked the walk. And he'll take first base with two out. And that'll bring up Leandro Pineda. Brito has 3 stolen bases with Jersey Shore. He stole 14 with Clearwater. So 17 so far this season. And that walk brought to you by PC Richard & Son for appliances, TVs, electronics, and mattresses. Get to PC Richard & Son with a friendly and knowledgeable sales team, next day delivery, and the guaranteed lowest prices. PC Richard & Son is the company you can trust since 1909. Here's Pineda. Bats on the left side. Fastball low. And the count, one ball, no strikes. Lights are on. Most of the outfield still in the sun. And the infield, except the area right behind second base where Ignacio Alvarez, the shortstop, is standing. Most of the infield right now in the shade. Big lead for Brito. Huge lead. In fact, he's just dancing off the bag. And Owens finally steps off. So Brito is just daring Owens to throw over. Held on there by Stevens. Not going. Pitch is inside. They throw down. He had bluffed. They throw it through, but he had stopped. And the pitch a ball. So it's 2-0 on Leandro Pineda.
Brito is certainly attracting attention over there at first.
So 2-0 the count on Pineda. Now he bluffs again. Went too soon. They throw behind him, and he just in there safely. Back at first. So he's trying to get this huge jump. And he was fortunate that time. He went a little too early, but able to get back ahead of Lisio Stevens' tag. He's got a huge lead again. He's just begging him to throw over. And he's going. Fastball fouled away. Well, he had a huge lead and a pretty big jump. And a nice catch by a fan over there in one of the suites to our left. Suite 218. They got the souvenir. So congrats to those guys. And if I'm not mistaken, that's Norman's Family and Friends night at the Blue Claws. So congrats, Norman, family, and friends. 2-1, not going. Pitch hard grounded the other way. Base hit going into left center. Brito turns around second, and it's booted by Kilpatrick. It rolls a little bit behind him. Now Pineda's going into second. He slides in there safely, and Brito ends up at third. So that'll be a single and an E8 on the center fielder, Kevin Kilpatrick Jr. And Jersey Shore has runners at second and third with two men down.
I'm wondering if Brito, and he wasn't, had he been running on that play, I wonder if he would have been tempted to try to score.
Maybe, but he was stopping at second anyway. Yeah. So,
no, I'm saying had he,
yeah, no,
had
no,
he
no.
been
had off, he been stealing,
right.
Yeah, he's probably halfway around.
And then the ball,
second to third,
assuming
when it's bobbled,
the ball is
he probably
bobbled,
would have scored. Yeah. But he was stopped at second. He was not going to try to go to third.
Well, guess what, Greg?
Yeah, here comes the pitching coach, Mike Steed, making his first visit of the night. Tony and I estimate in four games so far, he's probably made 18 to 20, would you say?
Oh, yeah.
So Hendrick Nava will get a chance to put the Blue Claws ahead here in the bottom of the second. His first at bat, he's at 208 with a home run and 16 RBIs. Nava has driven in 15 of his 16 runs in the last 6 weeks. And he awaits the first pitch. Brito, a huge lead off third and skied high in the air to center for Kilpatrick. Medium depth, drifts back a couple of steps, still backpedaling, but plenty of room to make the catch and retire the side. No runs, one hit, one error, two left on. We played two innings in Short Town, no score. On Bally Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, Goblet Toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at BlueClaws.com/tickets. That's BlueClaws.com/tickets.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health with the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state. a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Back at Shoretown Ballpark in Lakewood, we head into the top half of the third. And Jersey Shore and Rome are scoreless. Jordan Fowler's retired all six that he's faced. Tonight's Blue Cross Charities Community Partner of the game is the Jake's Got This Foundation. We're joined by Michelle Burke. Michelle, welcome. How are you?
Thank you. We're doing well.
Great to have you guys here tonight. Been a community partner now this is the second year. Here's Brandon Parker, the right fielder, lead off against Jordan Fowler. First pitch, just swung on and missed, nothing in one. Michelle, who's Jake, and what's the Jake's Got This Foundation?
Jake is a very, very special little boy. The Jake's Got This Foundation is a 501c3.
The 01 is outside.
And we're a nonprofit organization, and we help little children with cerebral palsy and their needs.
So 1-1, the count on Parker, and Fowler, the lefty's pitch, is cut on and missed a curveball, 1-2. So how did the charity get started in Jake's honor?
Sure. We were founded in February of 2022, and the founder, president, and Jake's mom, as well as head bottle washer, she is the one that started this foundation. And I just want to explain that although the foundation is named after my grandson,
1-2 pitch is popped up shallow right field. Tough play. Long run in for Pineda. He won't get it. It drops in for a base hit. Parker holds it first. So there's the first hit for Rome. A little blooper down the right field line. And Parker aboard with nobody out for Eliseo Stevens. Go ahead.
Okay, sure. So as I was saying, that the foundation is named for my grandson. However, we help a lot of little kids who have cerebral palsy. And we're a place to start for people that are just hearing for the first time that their child has CP. We're a foundation that pays it forward.
So a runner at first, nobody out. Here's Eliseo Stevens, left-handed hitter, takes a strike. Go ahead. We're talking with Michelle Burke from the Jake's Got This Foundation.
So our foundation pays everything forward. We're a group of volunteers. No one takes a salary. 100% of everything goes in.
Throw to first, not in time.
Goes into the foundation and to the kids.
So the website is jakesgotthis.org. Mm-hmm. And you guys have done a couple of events here at the ballpark, I know, apart from your night here during a game, curveball high, and the count is 1-1. You guys did like a softball game of some kind, right?
We did. Yeah. The fire department versus the police department, both out of Jackson.
Awesome.
They were amazing.
1-1, the count on Stevens. Fowler's curveball is a high strike. Stevens didn't like it, and it's 1-2.
So during the baseball game, we were fortunate because the fire department and the police department gave it their all.
Awesome. Here's the 1-2. Curveball pulled on the ground, foul up first. And the count's still 1-2.
And then we also had a team made up of Jake's Got This kids, and they played the winner of the baseball game. So what happened was the police department happened to win.
1-2 pitch from Fowler is a soft grounder to third for Ward. He gloves it as one play, goes to first for the out. Fowler goes to cover third as Parker advances to second. So 5-3 on the putout, one away for K-Dot Morton, the left fielder, and the nine hitter. Michelle Burke, our guest from the Jake's Got This Foundation.
So along with the baseball game, not only did we benefit monetarily, we learned something from the kids who have never played baseball before. The fire department, after losing to the police department, worked with our kids and ran them around the bases. So the kids would get up to hit, and the firemen would grab them and go.
And carry them?
Yep. We had one little boy who was afraid and did not want to play, but wanted to sit on the bench. So Shannon said, sure, come on, I'll get you a T-shirt. And I knew what she was up to.
Curveball high and outside to Morton, and the count 1-0.
So this little boy was sitting there, and then finally he did get up to bat. Firemen ran him around the bases, and we got a phone call from his mom the next day. He joined a special needs baseball team.
Oh, that's tremendous. That's outside, two of them. So what kinds of activities and services do you provide for these kids?
Well, what we do is we send kids up to Rochester, New York, to this intensive therapy called Step to CP. And they do something a lot different than all...
2-0 fouled off by Morton, 2-1.
They do something different as far as intensive therapy goes. And with Jake, he was wheelchair-bound.
Right.
And Shan was told he would never walk, he would never sit up, and probably never talk. Well, that didn't happen. Jake never shuts up. But once he got up there, they got him out of his wheelchair, and he took his first steps independently. And we wanted to share that with other families.
Morton fouled that ball off his foot, so he's being looked at by the trainer Joel Wiggins and the manager Angel Florence. We're talking with Michelle Burke from the Jake's Got This Foundation.
So then what we also do is when we do our fundraisers, we send a child up for intensive therapy. It goes about a week, and it's $5,000 a child. We pay for the trip up. We also pay for food and lodging. And we've seen so much success. And honestly, you can see the pictures online at jakesgotthis.org.
Yep.
And it gives you a background on each child, and it shows you the progression from when they first went up to when they were coming home after a week.
2-1 on Morton, and Fowler's pitch is a curveball inside, and the count 3-3. So what kinds of... What's the therapy?
Okay, it's very intensive, and they have special equipment and also compression suits, and we also purchase those for the children as well when they come home. They get these kids up out of their wheelchair. We had a little girl that went up last year, and her hands were folded. By the time she was coming home, she was able to stand.
3-1 pitch, went around in a slider that came inside, 3-2.
She was able to stand independently and make pancakes. So we sent 4 children up last year in 2022, our first year as a foundation, and we have 4 more going this year. 1 little boy is up there now.
Wow. That's great. All from the area? From
yes.
Around here?
Yeah. Yes.
3-2 pitch, pulled to the ground, foul up third. Runner at second, and 1 out, top of the third inning, no score. Blue Claws and Rome from Shortown Ballpark. And what turned into a really nice night here in Lakewood. So what are some of the other fundraisers that you guys do throughout the year?
Sure. What we have done in 2022, we did...
Here's a liner to short right there. Brito goes back to second and too late, but they get the out. Morton retired on the liner to short. 2 down for Kevin Kilpatrick, Jr.
We did a clothing drive. We did a charity baseball game right here. You guys were amazing with us. And then we did a pig roast. And we were sponsored by the Elks, the New Egypt Elks. They were wonderful. They stayed up all night and roasted the pig for us and gave us their facility free of charge.
Here's Kilpatrick, and he squibs one foul first base side. Kilpatrick struck out his first time. Runner at second, 2 down in a scoreless game. Michelle Burke from the Jake Scott This Foundation is our guest.
And then we also ran a back-to-school online fundraiser where people could go in and donate money to buy these Billy shoes, which are geared for little kids that have braces.
Pulled on the ground up third, and that goes foul, so nothing in 2.
So the shoes are easy, get on and get off.
Yeah.
And then in 23, we did the silent auction again. We did... which has become an annual baseball game here with the fire and police department. We have a pig roast on tap for September 16th, if anybody is interested.
0-2 pitch, just missed. Fowler thought he had it, but it's called a ball, 1-2.
If anyone's interested, we're looking for sponsors. Sponsors for a DJ, the pig, balloons. They can go on to jakesgotthis.org and choose to donate whatever or sponsor whatever.
1-2, got him looking at Denise, strike 3.
whatever.
Fifth strikeout for Fowler ties his season high. Go ahead, Michelle.
Nope.
JakeScottThis.org.
Yep. Please go. See what we do. Help when you can. And if you'd like to sponsor an event, it'll be all there in August.
Keep up the great work. Michelle Burke from Jake's Got This Foundation, Blue Claws Community Partner, Blue Claws Charities Community Partner, and the website is jakesgotthis.org. Thank you, Michelle. No runs, one hit, one left. Bottom three, no score on ValleyLiveBlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
You already live and breathe Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball. Now show everyone else how to do it. Blue Claws merchandise, hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more are available now in the Clawsco. Sport that new surfing Blue Claws logo or the boogie boarding crab if you like, or strike a pose with Jersey Shore Blue Claws themed outerwear novelty items like pins, keychains, and more. It's all available 24 hours a day at blueclaws.com/shop. That's blueclaws.com/shop. Live like a Blue Claw.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone.
Wilfredo Flores leads off for the Blue Claws. We head into the bottom half of the third inning, no score. Flores, 321 of the year, no homers, and 13 batted in, and he looks at a slider for a strike from Tyler Owens. And McCall, nothing in one underway here in inning number three. How you lead, Gabriel Rincones Jr. will follow. And Flores backs away from a slider from Owens. One ball, one strike. Nine, one, and two. And Flores hits a grounder towards second. Backhanding it is Geraldo Quintero, who throws the first one away. Jersey Shore got two on with two out in the second inning, but Hendrick Nava flew to center. And then in the third, Rome had a leadoff base hit from Parker, who ended up at second base with one out. Fowler got a couple of outs there to win that inning. So each team's had one chance. And here's how you lead for the Blue Claws. Owens comes set at the belt, and the first pitch is a breaking ball low. One ball and no strikes. Owens was drafted in 2019, as we said. He's from Ocala, Florida. And Lee lines one in the air to center, moving over Kilpatrick towards right center. Reaches up at the last second and makes the catch. Kevin Kilpatrick was a bit late, Tony, to get his hand up there. I think it might have taken off or carried a little bit farther than he thought, but he very nearly played that into an extra base hit for Lee. So two out. Here's Gabriel Rincones Jr. And Owens deals. That's a slider down and inside. Now we'll see how long Owens goes. His longest outing of the season is four innings, which he did last time out. He has not thrown more than 50 pitches in a game. Fastball low. And a count 2-0. He hasn't thrown more than 49 pitches in a game this year, but he's been efficient so far. He's only at 33 right now. He struck out Rincones Jr. swinging his first time. Fowler, by the way, for the Blue Claws at 43 through 3. Swing and a miss by Gabriel, and the count is 2-1. On deck, Rickson, Wingrove win the third, no score. Blue Claws have won three of the first four games in the series, and Rincones hits this one the other way into left, slicing away from Morton, back in the corner, reaching up, crossing onto the track to make the catch and retire the side. Gabriel gave it a ride, but Kadon Morton runs it down, and the inning is over. 1-2-3 for Owens. We go to the fourth. No score on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Valley Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a three-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Claw Stars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Top of the fourth, no score. Here's Tony.
Okay, Greg, thank you very much. Jordan Fowler back on the hill. A 24-year-old lefty ready to go against 2-3-4 in the order for Rome. No runs, one hit, one error for Rome. No runs, one hit, no errors for Jersey Shore. And the number two hitter, Ignacio Alvarez, takes a called strike. It's nothing and one. Alvarez struck out in the first inning when Fowler K'd the side. Here's the 0-1. Swinging the line, rocket down the third baseline. That's fair, heading toward the corner. Rounding second is Alvarez, and he will pull up as it's played quickly back in by Rincones Jr. It's a leadoff single in the top of the fourth inning for Alvarez. Brings up Drake Baldwin, who struck out in that first inning. We're in the top of the fourth. Baldwin, a third-round pick of Atlanta in 2022. This is his 53rd game this season with Rome. The pitch to him, lefty on lefty, is over for a strike, and he has packed all 8 of his career home runs for the third-rounder in 2022 into this season. And the throw to first, and diving back easily is Alvarez. Now, he stole a base last night. He has 11 on the season. He's been caught 5 times. No score. We're in the top of the fourth. Fowler glancing over at Alvarez and throws over. And back safely is Alvarez. So that is the 2 pickoff attempt limit. If it doesn't get him on a third try, it's a balk. So now Alvarez a little more freedom, theoretically, not going. The pitch to the plate is popped high in the air to left field. Rincones Jr. waiting on it, shifting a couple of feet toward the line, makes the play. And that's one down here in the top of the fourth inning. So here is Keyshawn again stepping to the plate. And what is his claim to fame in this series? He has hit the only home run in this series. Two-run shot back on Thursday night. The key blow in the 4-2 Rome victory.
Yeah, Rickson Wingrove had 2 home runs in Wilmington last Wednesday. Tony, the Blue Claws haven't homered since.
And the pitch to Ogens, but instead a throw to first. They're definitely paying a lot of attention to Alvarez, and he's back safely. Ogens, who grounded to short, his first at bat. And the pitch to him. Swinging the bounding ball to deep short. Glove there by Brito, who bobbles it, then throws late to second. All hands safe. And an error on Brito. Well, you don't expect that. And let's see how they're going to rule that.
Yeah, fielder's choice, E6.
Right.
Yep.
Ball is hitting near Brito. You almost automatically expect at least one out. And
yeah, I think
that was a double play ball.
I think that ball wasn't scalded.
Right.
And he thought to turn 2, they had to be pretty quick. So he just rushed it and then didn't field it cleanly.
Here is Geraldo Quintero, the 5'5" cleanup hitter. And a switch hitter batting from the right side against Fowler. Runners at first and second, and a slider is outside. One ball, no strikes. So a threat here for Rome in the top of the fourth inning. Quintero, 229, two homers, 20 runs, batted in. Swinging a bounding ball to third. Ward has it. Throws to second, one. Relay on to first. In time. Double play. 5-4-3. Around the horn. And you really don't expect Quintero, to be a player that's going to hit into a twin killing. But he does. The Blue Claws turn it. No runs on one hit. No errors. One left. We go to the bottom of the fourth. No score. On MILB TV, BlueClaws.com, and Valley Live.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, and Goblet Toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at BlueClaws.com/tickets. That's BlueClaws.com/tickets.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive. Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
For the Blue Claws, as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning in a scoreless game, it'll be 3-4-5 against the hard-throwing 22-year-old Tyler Owens, who deals ball one to Rickson Wingrove. Wingrove swings and misses, and it's one ball and one strike on a breaking ball. It'll be Wingrove, Marcus Lee Sang, and Nick Ward here. All left-handed batters against the right-hander, and a tip foul at the plate by Rickson, and it's one ball and two strikes. Rickson grounded out his first at bat, 259, 11 home runs. And he has driven in 45. And the pitch plateward is in the dirt to Wingrove. For Rickson, he is tied for third in the Solid League in home runs at the moment, with 11 and third with those 45 runs batted in. A big slugger from Australia. The 2-2. Weak wave and a miss, strike three. And Wingrove fans, and he is 0-2 on the night. Brings up the cleanup batter, Marcus Lee Sang. Marcus Lee Sang grounded out his first at bat. He has a six-game hitting streak going, and also 11 for his last 12 he has hit safely. Takes a fastball across. It's nothing and one on Marcus Lee Sang. No score. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning. A right-hander is warming for Rome. The pitch to Marcus Lee Sang, a called strike, and it's nothing and two. Yes. Owens has lowered his ERA now to almost a two. Began at 2.25. It's right around 2.03 to begin this half inning.
So, as you know, he said he hasn't thrown 50 pitches yet in a game this year. It looks like he might not tonight either. This is 44.
In the dirt. And it's 1-2 on Marcus Lee Sang. Owens, a guy who throws very hard. To begin the ball game, he was consistently in the upper 90s. Doesn't seem to have a whole lot of control yet on his breaking stuff. The pitch to the plate, fastball, hit pretty deep to left field. Morton going back at the track, looking up, and it's gone! Marcus Lee-Sung with a solo home run here in the bottom of the fourth inning, and Jersey Shore takes a 1-0 lead. A ball, Greg, that just kept carrying and carrying, and the wind may have helped it a little bit. It is blowing out to left field, but it cleared the fence with plenty to spare, landing on the left field berm the opposite way for the left-hand hitting Marcus Lee-Sung. His fifth of the season, 23rd in his career. The pitch to Nick Ward is called a ball by home plate umpire Trey Jester. One ball and no strikes. And the next one, a fastball, letter high for a strike. It's one ball and one strike on Nick Ward, who struck out his first at bat. 255 homers, 30 runs batted in for Nick. And the pitch to him, swinging a high pop fly, shallow left field. Morton, a long run, but he'll get there. Waiting now, under, and squeezes it for out number two.
So, Tony, Marcus is his fifth home run, as you said, his first home run since May 18th. So it had been a little over a month since he went deep, but that was a, and here comes the manager, Angel Flores, because Owens has reached his pitch count. His day is over. And also for Marcus, it's his second home run to left field this season. Nice oppo shot onto the grass berm. So that was a nice poke, and it gives the Blue Claws the lead, and now they get rid of Owens, who they've had a, you know, he's been good. He's had a, made one bad pitch there to Marcus, who got him, but plus have not had a lot of hard-hit balls against him either, so I'm sure Jersey Shore happy with that, and they'll bring in, or they'll face Roldy Munoz, a 23-year-old right-hander from the Dominican Republic, who is the new pitcher for the Braves. So, Tony, that home run by Marcus Lee-Sung means a $1,000 donation as part of the Home Runs for Heroes program to two military-based nonprofits, Cape May County Coast Guard Community Foundation and the Lieutenant Dennis W. Zielinski II Memorial Fund for every home run the Blue Claws hit here in Shoretown Ballpark this season. $1,000 donation to military-based nonprofits as part of the Home Runs for Heroes program. Blue Claws and Ocean First Foundation thank all military personnel, veterans, and active for all you have done for our country. So Owens' day is over. He goes 3 2/3. And allows two hits and one run. He walked one, and he struck out three. And Roldy Munoz is the new pitcher here for the Braves.
That, Greg, was the third home run that Owens has given up this season. And as we note that the Blue Claws have the lead, we do have some clouds rolling in here from the south. Just hopefully they will just roll on in and roll on out.
Munoz 4-1 at 2.12 ERA this year.
That'll face Eric Brito, who elected a strike. It's nothing and one. Eric walked his first at bat. With 200 no homers and six runs batted in. This is his 10th game. He is 6-for-30 with Jersey Shore, laced the other way foul against the dugout railing of the Blue Claws. And it's no balls and two strikes. We're in the bottom of the fourth. Blue Claws have to get him out in the fifth with the lead to make this ball game official. And the pitch to the plate to Brito is outside and low. Two outs, nobody on now. A 1-0 Jersey Shore lead on the Marcus Lee-Sung opposite field home run to left. Brito flails and misses strike three, and Munoz comes in to get the final out here in the fourth. One run, one big hit. No errors, nobody left. Go to the top of the fifth inning. And the Blue Claws out in front now, 1-0 on MIRB-TV, Bally Live, and BlueClaws.com.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
You already live and breathe Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball. Now show everyone else how to do it. Blue Claws merchandise, hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more available now in the Clawsco. Sport that new surfing Blue Claws logo or the boogie boarding crab if you like, or strike a pose with Jersey Shore Blue Claws themed outerwear, novelty items like pins, keychains, and more. It's all available 24 hours a day at BlueClaws.com/shop. That's BlueClaws.com/shop. Live like a Blue Claw.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Well, Jordan Fowler out on the mound now. Threw a double play ball to end the fourth inning. As we go to the top of the fifth, he'll face 6, 7, and 8. Alongside the voice of the Blue Claws, I'm Tony Graham, and the hitter is Adam Zabrowski. And the first pitch to Zabrowski, who is a power threat. He does have 7 home runs. He takes high for ball 1. No runs, 2 hits, 1 error for Rome. The next one is lined out to deep center. Racing back toward the track, reaching up, unable to reel it in, is Marcus Lee Sang. The ball over his head, bounces up against the fence. He plays it back in. And it's a leadoff double for Zabrowski to begin the top of the fifth inning. Now, as we said, Blue Claws, to make this game official, have to get out of this top of the fifth inning with the lead to be in line for the win at that point. Our clouds rolling in overhead. We check the radar, and there are showers to the south, but according to the radar in motion that we looked at, they're supposed to just maybe graze us before missing us. Here is Brandon Parker, runner at second. That's a tying run, nobody out. Swinging a hot shot. That's in the left center field. That's a base hit. And the ball is bobbled out in center, rolls away. The tying run will score, and on into second goes Parker on what will be a base hit, and we'll see if they give him an RBI or not. There's an error in the outfield. I believe that Zabrowski was going to stop at third. What will be the ruling on that, Greg? We're waiting.
They gave him an RBI.
Really?
Yeah. Did you think he was going to stop? I didn't think he was going to stop.
No?
Yeah, over towards left center, the left fielder. There's no way he was going to.
So, no error on the play. It's a base hit. It's a double.
No, single.
Single goes to second on the throw in.
No, on the error.
So there is an error. Okay.
There's an error, but there's also an RBI. Okay.
Alicia Stevens, left-hand batter, hammers one to deep first. Backhanded there by Wingrove. Throws to the pitcher covering. Throws it wildly. The runner rounds third. He's heading home to score. And the batter, Stevens, on to second. And Rome takes a 2-1 lead just like that here in the top of the fifth inning.
Yeah, so that'll be an E3 on Rixon. And this inning has been a mess here for Jersey Shore. So, yeah, that'll be an error on Wingrove, and Phil Condari, the pitching coach, will head out to the mound.
Well, the double by Zabrowski was hard hit. The line shot to center field. The base hit by Parker was hard hit. That's an error all the way on the ground ball to deep first by Wingrove, who just led Fowler covering way too much, and with the errant throw, Parker comes in to score, and Stevens winds up at second base. So just like that, in a matter of a couple of pitches, double, RBI single, throwing error, and Rome has taken a 2-1 lead. Well, the good news, I guess, for Jersey Shore is that the starter, Owens, at least, is out of there.
So. I mean, the guy who came in, Roldy Munoz, he looked pretty good, too.
Yeah, he did.
And he's got a low 2 ZRA, so.
Here's a number 9 hitter in Kaydon Morton. Runner at second, nobody out, 2 runs across. The pitch is squibbed foul off to the left. It's nothing and 1.
You know, we've seen a couple of instances, Tony, in this series where Rome's had a chance to kind of put their foot down against Jersey Shore, and the Blue Bloods have escaped. And getting that run in, very important for the Braves here.
Swinging a high pop fly in the shallow right center. Very shallow. Hayu Lee, the second baseman, is out there on the grass to make the catch.
And, for example, that won't do it.
No. No, very important, Greg, for the Blue Claws that they not allow this run to score and keep it to just a one-run ball game. Here is Kilpatrick Jr., the leadoff hitter, who has not had a good series thus far. 0 for 15 in the series. Right now at 213, 5 homers, 19 runs batted in. And Fowler has struck him out twice today. And fastball sails in high. It's 1 ball and no strikes on Kilpatrick, a 22-year-old, 17th round pick back in 2022 by Atlanta. And the pitch swung on, tipped foul behind the plate. And it's nothing and 2 on Kilpatrick Jr. 5'10", 186. Born in Stone Mountain, Georgia. And the stretch, the 1-1. Swinging a hard ground ball in the third. Ward in front of it. Winds up, pegs the first, holds the runner. Out at first is Kilpatrick. And that's 2 down. Brings up the team's RBI leader in Ignacio Alvarez, who also is the Braves' number 14 prospect per the MLB pipeline. Right-hand hitter to face Fowler. There's some pitchers up now in the Jersey Shore bullpen.
Yeah, that's Carlos Betancourt.
And he begins to throw. And they're going to, look at this, intentionally walk Alvarez. Wow.
So they had first base open, and now they wanted to face the lefty in Baldwin. Alvarez, a right-handed hitter.
So you just don't usually see that.
No.
At this stage of the season, game 2, second half.
You know, we saw it a lot at the
beginning.
Ball was pretty aggressive in the first couple of weeks. Really, the first homestand against Greensboro. Did a lot of that pinch hitting, a couple of intentional walks, a few pinch hit opportunities. But, you know, it's been more normal since then. But here he is going to play the numbers. And they put Alvarez on to face the lefty Baldwin.
The pitch to him takes wide, and it's 1-0. Baldwin has struck out and flown the left against Fowler thus far. He is the number 22 prospect in the Atlanta system. Fine catcher. Takes a strike. 1-1. Right now at 215. Leads the team in home runs with 8. As we noted earlier, all 8 this year. The pitch to him. And checks his swing. The ball skips behind Navin. Both runners will advance now to second and third, respectively. And the count is 1 ball and 1 strike. So runners at second and third, 2 outs, 2 home, top of the 5th for Rome. They lead it by a score of 2-1.
That's a pass ball on Nava, by the way.
Now Fowler dangles the left arm. Glove to the chest, comes set at the belt. Here's the 1-1. Baldwin swings, whacks it to second. Right there, though, is Hayu Lee to make the play. And the side is retired. So Fowler escapes further damage. 2 runs to score. They do it on two hits. There was one error, and they leave a couple.
Two errors,
and they leave two. Go to the bottom of the fifth, and Rome is out in front, 2-1 on MILB TV, Bally Live, and BlueClaws.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Bottom of the fifth inning, and Jersey Shore trails now 2-1. As Greg pointed out, even though the starter Owens is out, this reliever is no bargain in the ball game, and he faces Leandro Pineda. Does Raldy Munoz, 23-year-old right-hander from the Dominican, comes in with a 4-1 record and a 2.12 ERA. Pineda grounds a foul down the first base side, and it's 1-1. Leandro is single and advanced on an error back in the second inning. 204, 4 homers, 29 runs batted in for Pineda. Swing and a miss and a fastball. And it's 1-2 on Leandro. He'll be followed by the switch hitting Andric Nava and Wilfredo Flores. So with Nava batting from the left side, in this inning, he'll face 3 consecutive left-hand hitters. Pineda takes high and outside, and the count is 2-2. 2 runs, 4 hits, 1 error for Rome. 1-2-3. 1-2-3 for Jersey Shore. The pitch home, swinging the ball, sliced foul off to the left. Coming up in the sixth inning, we'll have the out-of-town scoreboard for you. Brought to you by Insurance Office of America. Here's the 2-2 to Pineda, inside, ball 3. IOA, Insurance Business in our area for property. Oh, it hit him.
Yeah, that hit him. Pineda will go to first. Or was it ball 4?
I thought it was 2-2, but I'm usually about half right. At any rate, he's a base runner. He's a tying run. And Andric Nava steps to the plate. Hit
no, it was, no, it's ball 4.
That's ball 4. Nava takes on the knees. Insurance Office of America insures business in our area for property, general liability, auto workers' compensation, and employee benefits. Runner leads. The pitch. Swinging a batting ball to first. Fielded. They throw the second one back to first in plenty of time to get Nava, who did hustle down. He made it closer than one would think with the catcher running, but he still hits into the double play. And that's quickly 2 down here in the bottom of the fifth inning. For personal service at IOA, call Larry DePalma, 732-751-2900. That's Larry DePalma, 732-751-2900. Insurance Office of America. Wilfredo Flores takes a letter high strike, and it's nothing and one. Swinging a looping ball on the right, that'll fall for a base hit. And Flores is aboard with two outs, brings Hao Yu Lee to the plate, and the top of the order here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Now Flores has stolen four bases, but he's been caught five times, and Baldwin this series has shown his prowess behind the plate. Look over at first, and the pitch home. Swinging a rifle shot down the left field line. That's a fair ball heading to the corner. Flores around second. He's on his way to third. They're going to wave him home. The relay is not going to be made. Flores scores. The ball rolls away on his way to third. Sliding in safely is Hao Yu Lee. And how about that? This game is tied at two here in the bottom of the fifth inning.
So an RBI double for Lee, his 14th ribby of the season. E7 on Morton for his errant throw back in to allow Lee to end up at third, and that brings up Rincones Jr.
Well, suddenly from two outs and nobody on, down by a run, the Blue Claws could take the lead here. If Rincones Jr. can come through, he's 0 for 2, swings and pops it up. The shallow right field, here comes the right fielder, he's waiting for it. Parker reaches out and makes the play, and the side is retired. But the Blue Claws do tie it up. One run, two hits. There was an error. And the game is official.
It's 2-2.
I was going to say, if it's a tie, do they get a point each? I don't know. At the end of five, they do not. It's a 2-2 ball game on MILB TV, BlueClaws.com, and Valley Live. Greg, back with you in the six.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, Goblet Toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at BlueClaws.com/tickets. That's BlueClaws.com/tickets.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Carlos Betancourt takes over for Jersey Shore as we head into the top half of the sixth inning. Jordan Fowler will not factor in the decision. Gave up two runs, one earned in five. Here's Keyshawn Ogun's first pitch. Curveball from Betancourt down and in. Sound of the count, one ball and no strike. So 2-2 game, top half of the sixth. Bit of a sloppy game. There have been five errors. Three by Jersey Shore, two by Rome. 2-4-3 for the Blue Claws, 2-4-2 for the Braves. Betancourt's pitch is cut on and missed a changeup, and the count is one ball and one strike.
So, Greg, if the game was to be stopped, let's say at this moment, that's not going to happen, but if it was, if it stopped in a tie situation, what happens?
And Tony's only saying that because there are some darker clouds moving in. Swing and a miss, high fastball, and the count one and two. So, yeah, it would just be suspended. And what would happen is the game would be finished tomorrow, and then they would play a nine-inning game. So if the game gets suspended from the sixth inning on, the regularly scheduled game is nine. Betancourt's curveball, swing and a miss, catch Ogun, strike three. If the game is suspended in the fifth inning or earlier, then the second game of that day would be a seven-inning game. So here's Geraldo Quintero, the second baseman for the Braves. Fowler officially five innings. He gave up four hits and two runs. Only one was earned. He walked one, and he struck out five. And Betancourt will take over here now. One out and nobody on. So, Tony, you talked to Greg Brodzinski for the pregame show every day, and that one fouled off by Geraldo Quintero, third base side. And just kind of listening, and, you know, you kind of pick up, you know, voice patterns and, you know, peaks and valleys in the voice. And every time Greg Brodzinski mentions Carlos Betancourt, you can tell he loves him. Fastball outside, and it's one ball and one strike. He always kind of, like, perks up a little bit when when you talk about Betancourt, a 22-year-old right-hander out of Cumana, Venezuela, 6 foot and 210 pounds. Here's the 1-1. Swinging a foul tip by Quintero, and it's 1-2. On the year, 2-3, a 4.35 ERA, 39 and a third innings, 33 hits. He has walked 18. He has struck out 43. Betancourt, last time out, gave up one unearned run in two innings against Rome on Tuesday in the first game of this series. And he had an ERA of north of 6 in April, but he's been much better since then. Right-hander spent last year with Clearwater, where he was 4-1 with a 2.78 ERA. There's the 1-2 pitch, and it's a little high, a fastball. And the count is even at 2 balls and 2 strikes, 93 miles an hour on the heater from Carlos Betancourt. Quintero's over 2, grounded the third, and then grounded into a 5-4-3 double play. Ward off the line at third. Breaking ball yanked back toward the middle, and that'll dunk in for a base hit. Lee Sang in to pick it up, and Quintero makes a big turn and stops at first base. So he's aboard with one out, and that'll bring up Adam Zabrowski, the designated hitter. Blue Claws Baseball brought to you by Camping World. Get ready for camping season at Camping World. Great deals and a wide selection of RVs. Part of America's top RV network, Camping World on Route 9 in Lakewood or CampingWorld.com. Oh, yeah, forgot about the scoreboard. A lot going on tonight. Here's Zabrowski, and he takes inside ball one. So here it's 2-2, top of the sixth. Tony will take us up to Portland, Maine first.
It's a nice ride, too. Very scenic.
Have you been?
Oh, yeah.
1-0, swing and a miss, high fastball. Beautiful. Have you been to the stadium there?
I've not been to the stadium. The city, yes. Not been to the stadium.
Well, Reading is there tonight.
They are.
And?
They are trailing 4-2 in the bottom of the eighth inning.
1-1, curveball, roll, foul, third base.
Carlos De La Cruz is not in the lineup, has not appeared yet at least.
Well, no, you can't put him in now.
Yeah.
Right?
You don't want to put him in
now. Risk is on base. He is, what, 38 now?
37. I think it's 37. Yeah, 37 games in a row he has reached a modern club record for Redding. Not in the lineup tonight.
1-2. Fastball grounded to the right side. Long run lead to his left. Makes the play. Spins. Throws back to second and throws it away. It gets by and rolls back toward the Rome bullpen. Heading to third, Quintero. He's being waved in. Up with it, Rinconis. The throw to the plate. Not in time. And then the batter, Zabrowski, ends up at third. And Rome has the lead. It's 3-2 here in the sixth inning. So that'll be an error on Hao Yu Lee. But really, Tony, it was two mistakes. It was a physical error, but it was also a mental error.
Very, very much
so. He should have thrown that ball to first. So Zabrowski ends up at third, and Rome's got the lead. It's 3-2 as Quintero comes all the way around to score. And the Blue Claws have to bring the infield in. Yeah, he should have thrown the first. Here's Parker. And he hits a fly ball into shallow left center. Long run in Rinconis. Long run in Lee Sang. Rinconis dives after it and makes the catch. And the runner Zabrowski holds it third. What a play by left fielder Gabriel Rinconis Jr. Long run in, fully extended diving grab. And that is out number two. I'm not sure why Zabrowski wasn't tagging on that, Tony, because once Rinconis left his feet to make the catch, how could he have possibly thrown him out at home?
Well, errors of judgment, omission, commission here in the top of the sixth inning. Still just a one-run game as we speak.
Now, obviously, with two out, the infield can back up, and Elysio Stevens swings and misses at a fastball, and the count is nothing in one. So Roma 3-2 lead. Stevens is 0-2, reached on an E3, one of now four errors by Jersey Shore. That one is a late strike call at the knees, and the count is 0-2.
Continue our tour of New England here. Mayor Lehigh Valley leads Worcester 7-6 in the bottom of the sixth inning in Worcester.
0-2, and the pitch. Swing and a miss. High fastball and got him. Strike three. One run on one hit, one error, and one left. We have played 5.5 here at Shoretown Ballpark. And Rome leads it 3-2 here on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
You already live and breathe Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball. Now show everyone else how to do it. Blue Claws merchandise, hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more available now in the Clawsco. Sport that new surfing Blue Claws logo or the boogie boarding crab if you like, or strike a pose with Jersey Shore Blue Claws themed outerwear, novelty items like pins, keychains, and more. It's all available 24 hours a day at blueclaws.com/shop. That's blueclaws.com/shop. Live like a Blue Claw.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Here's Rickson Wingrove to lead it off for the Blue Claws. We go to the bottom half of the sixth, and Rome has a 3-2 lead. They got an unearned run there in the top half of the inning on an error by Hao Yu Lee. Here's Rickson. First pitch is a fastball. Strike called at the knees. And the count is nothing in one. Roldy Munoz still in there for the Braves. He gave up the run in the fifth inning on the RBI double by Hao Yu Lee. 0-1. Big cut and a miss by Rickson. And a slide over the count 0-2.
Greg, Lehigh Valley leads Worcester 7-6, bottom of the sixth. Now the game has gone to the top of the seventh.
Curveball grounded foul up first.
Clearwater.
Blue Claws have a right-hander in the bullpen, by the way. I think it's Cam Wynn. But double check. Actually, no, it might be Sam Jacobsack as Wingrove chases a high fastball, strike three. One away. And that's the second strikeout for Roldy Munoz. It brings up Marcus Lee Sang.
Clearwater. Well, all they do is win. They're winning again today, 3-2.
Yeah, that's Sam Jacobsack, by the way. Sorry, go ahead.
I'll cook it, yeah. Top of the sixth. So Clearwater leads 3-2 at Dunedin. In the Florida Complex League, Phillies lost to the Yankees 7-4.
Lee Sang takes a high fastball and the count, one ball and no strikes.
And that's the scoreboard brought to you by Insurance Office of America.
So earlier today, Caleb Ricketts, who had been rehabbing with Clearwater, played one game on, I think, Thursday. Fastball high, and the count 2-0, Wednesday or Thursday. He was reinstated from his rehab assignment and replaced on the Blue Claws injured list. So he'll be out a bit more. And Marcus takes on the inside corner, 2-1. So, unfortunately, he'll be out for a little while longer. But Anthony Kirion has played well.
Yeah.
On his rehab, and he should be back here soon. And Lee Sang takes that one inside, ball three. Marcus has a home run in the game, his fifth of the year, back in the fourth inning, an opposite field home run of the grass berm in left, and he's ahead of the count 3-1 with Nick Ward on deck.
Yeah, Quirion had two more hits today in the Florida Complex League. He's really tearing it up at that level, hitting over 400.
Yeah, I think you'll see him Wednesday in Brooklyn. Fastball, low ball for it. So Marcus Lee Sang draws the walk, and he'll take first base. So Lee Sang, that's his 44th walk of the season. He came into the day third in the league in that category. He was one ahead. Now he's two ahead of his teammate and, I guess, batting order protector, Nick Ward, who bats next. And Nick will step in here. He's 0-2. Lee Sang has 16 steals and 20 attempts. And he's going. Pitches high. Throw to second is low, and it scoots to the center. Lee Sang pops up to his feet and sprints to third. Kilpatrick will not make the throw. And he just lobs it in. And Lee Sang heads into third. He's 90 feet from home. That was great work by Marcus Lee Sang. Worked the count, drew the walk, stole the base. But not only that, Tony, he had a great slide. So he popped up right away. And that enabled him to go to third when the ball squirted through. So that'll be a stolen base and an E2. And that's the seventh error, by the way, in this game. Three by Rome, four by the Mouklaws, and now they're going to intentionally walk Nick Ward.
Oh, wow.
Bring up Eric Brito and set up the possibility of the inning-ending double play. So Ward gets credit for that as a walk, and that's his 43rd of the season, fourth most in the league.
Greg, the managerial wheels are really spinning for the second game of the second half on both sides.
Both managers have done that intentional walk. It worked for the Blue Claws. Here's Eric Brito, first pitch, and he hits a bouncer right back to the mound. Munoz grabs, throws high to second. Ward slides in safe. They throw to first. Not in time, but Lee Sang has to stay at third. The second baseman, Quintero, had to jump up to make that catch on the high throw by Munoz, but he landed on the base in time to get Ward. Brito safe at first, but because the ball was hit right back to the pitcher, Lee Sang had to wait, so he's still at third. So I guess it did work out there for Flores, Angel Flores, the manager, and now to bring up Leandro Pineda. Now there are two men out, and you just got to get Pineda, who is hitting just 204, and he had two hits last night, one today, to get over the Mendoza line. First and third, two down, first pitch, swing and a miss, big rip and a high fastball. We have a count, nothing in one. So yeah, if that ball is hit, Tony, you know, to either side of the mound, Lee Sang would have scored. Instead, he has to stay at third. Big lead for Brito. He gets a running start. Fastball is inside, and there's no throw to second. So Eric Brito steals the base. It's his fourth as a Blue Claw and his 18th of the season. He had 14 with Clearwater. And Baldwin, the catcher, was never going to throw that ball. Brito just had too big of a jump. He'll go out to talk to Munoz, and in from shortstop is Ignacio Alvarez. Blue Claws down 3-2 here in the bottom half of inning number six.
Yeah, Blue Claws have a couple of walks this inning, a couple of stolen bases, but so far no runs.
Teams have combined for 9 hits and 7 errors in this game. 1-1, 2 Pineda, swing and a miss and a slider. Roldy Munoz came into the day with a 2.12 ERA in 46 and two-thirds innings. 13 games, 6 starts. And he's been kind of a piggyback as well. For example, his last game, last Saturday, he threw 5 innings in relief against Hudson Valley. Pineda calls time, and he gave up 1 hit, no runs, no walks, and struck out 5. So he's going to be in here for a while, you'd think. And Munoz's 1-2 is a slider. Did he go? No. They appealed on the check. Swing of the count is 2-2. That ball was a little low. Sam Jacobsack is going to pitch for Jersey Shore in the seventh. But will he pitch with a lead? Will he pitch with his team down a run? Trail 3-2 now. Pineda pulls one down first and foul. The count is 2-2. So 2 balls, 2 strikes on Leandro Pineda. Hendrick Navo would be next. Runners at second and third. And the pitch is lined the other way. That's a diving grab by Alvarez. He picks it on the short hop, throws to first. Pineda was rounding the bag, and Stevens holds on, making a lunging grab. Pineda couldn't believe that ball didn't go into left center, and the side is retired. Oh, my. Pineda thought that ball was a base hit, so he started the round first base. If he ran through, he might well have beaten it out. An incredible play by Alvarez. Fully extended on that dive, and they get the out to end the inning. How about that? No runs, no hits, two walks, two left. We go to the seventh here in Shorttown. Blue Claws trail at 3-2 on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com, and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Valley Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Valley Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at BlueClaws.com/Kids Club. That's BlueClaws.com/Kids Club.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws.
A lot to talk about in that last play of the sixth inning. Sam Jacobsack takes over. And the first pitch to K-Dot Morton found a way down the right field line out of play of the count, nothing and one. So Carlos Betancourt goes one inning. He gives up an unearned run. And Jersey Shore trails it 3-2. And Sam Jacobsack, the third pitcher of the day. And the right-hander throws a slider that just misses outside to K-Dot Morton. And that runs the count even at a ball and a strike. But, Tony, that last play there, first of all, Alvarez, the shortstop, made a tremendous diving grab on a short hop to his backhand. And that slider is outside, 2 balls and a strike. But then Pineda thought the ball was going into left field, so he started to round first base. There were runners at second and third. He started to round first base and was then thrown out. Here's a little blooper in a shallow right. Lee going back, Wingrove going back. Long run, Lee slides after, can't get it, drops in. Runner turns at first and holds on, Morton does. So a bloop single for K-Don Morton, who's got 12 stolen bases, and he's aboard with nobody out in the seventh with Rome leading 3-2. But if Pineda had run through the bag on that play at first, I think he would have beaten it out. And if he would have beaten it out, at least one run would have scored. And then throw to first, not in time. They tried to sneak Wingrove in behind him. And you also had Brito, Tony, who runs really well, who wasn't stopping. They right. might have actually scored twice on that if Pineda had legged it out. But made the round, that one in the dirt, and it glances away from Nava. That'll be a wild pitch, and the runner moves up. So Rome's got an insurance run now in scoring position here with nobody out in the seventh, and the batter is Kevin Kilpatrick Jr. But yeah, just a, kind of a weird play. Pineda thought it went through, and he started to round the base, but obviously it had. Jacob Sachs offering there is in there for a called strike. And that runs into 1 ball and 1 strike. On Kilpatrick, who's 0-3 today, 0-16 in the series. Morton runs well, held on at kept close at second by Lee, and Jacob Sack's pitch is a fastball that is low, 2 balls and a strike. Jacob Sack from Milton, Massachusetts, signed with the Phillies in 2020. He's a 25-year-old right-hander, just turned 25 back on June the 11th. His numbers on the year, this is 19th game. Slider, and that's low. He's made 18 appearances, two starts, and has allowed 11 earned runs on 12 hits in 19 innings. He's walked 13. That's where he's gotten into trouble and struck out 17. Three balls, one strike here on Kevin Kilpatrick Jr. And the pitch is hit in the air, foul, first base side out of play. Jacob Sack was the opener, spot starter, on Tuesday when an inning and two-thirds and gave up no runs on two hits. Jacob Sack with a runner at second spins that runner back before a 3-2. And Tony, another of these situations where it's really important for Luklaus to keep that insurance run from coming home. Braves do lead it 3-2. Only one of their runs in this game has been earned today. Luklaus have made four errors. Luklaus would be in a tough spot facing Roldy Munoz if Rome does tack on to this lead. That's a breaking ball, strike three over the inside corner. And Kilpatrick cannot believe it. I cannot blame him. And that is out number one. So first strikeout for Jacob Sack, one down. And here is Ignacio Alvarez, the shortstop. Ignacio Alvarez, Tony, made that really sensational play. I mean, off the bat, didn't you think that was a base hit?
That was a base hit, absolutely.
Yeah. And the pitch is in the dirt, knocked down by Andrick Nava. And the count is one ball and no strikes.
I got to watch Morton down there at second. As you said earlier, Greg, he has 12 steals, and with one out, could be tempted to try for third here.
One and oh, the count on Alvarez. And they throw behind him and have it picked off. Lee, the second baseman, throws the third. Ward applies the tag, and he's out. Morton tried to go around Ward's tag, but he got picked off by Jacob Sack. Excellent play. He pivoted and threw behind the runner at second, who just got greedy, getting too big of a lead. And his manager, Angel Flores, not happy. There are two men down. So that'll go 1-4-5. And give Howie Lee credit, by the way. That was a nice throw. I had to throw it around the runner. And a breaking ball in there for a called strike. And the count is 1-1.
Jacob Sack, because I was watching intently there, swiveled his head a couple of times back towards second.
Here's a high fly ball into left field. Over toward the line, Rinconis Jr. now drifting back to the track. That ball carrying pretty well. But Rinconis makes the catch in front of the wall to retire the side. No runs, one hit, no errors, and nobody left. Stretch time here in Shorttown. Braves 3, Claws 2 on ValleyLiveBlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Making the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, and Goblet Toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at BlueClaws.com/tickets. That's BlueClaws.com/tickets.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities.
whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Hendrick Nava will lead it off here for Jersey Shore. Bottom of the seventh inning. Braves 3, Claws 2. Seventh inning stretch brought to you by Jaguan Physical Therapy. They're proud to serve as your trusted in-network resource for physical and occupational therapy services. With over 13 convenient locations throughout Ocean and Monmouth counties, Jaguan Physical Therapy Center fully committed to helping you get back the life you love. Here's Nava. He takes low. Ball 1. Hendrick 0 for 2. Roldy Munoz is back out there for Rome. He gave up one run in the fifth. And Nava fouls one back. Got the last out of the fourth. Gave up one run in the fifth inning. That was on the How You Lee RBI double. And then threw a scoreless sixth. Blue Claws did have two men on base in that inning. Here's the 1-1. That's a slider inside. And Jersey Shore will go to the bullpen as well for the top half of the eighth inning. A little cloudy, but really turned into a pretty nice night at the ballpark. And the 2-1, Nava can't check his swing, I don't think. Well, they said he did hold up there. But remember, he's a switch hitter batting left, and with nobody on base, they have to go to the base umpire, Jesse Bush, who's behind the bag at first, so he had no angle. 3-1 on Nava, and the pitch is tip foul, good rip at home plate, and the count 3-2. I don't think they would do it in the seventh inning, Tony, but in the eighth, you know, maybe Nava would be a guy you run for. You have another catcher, Arturo DeFreitas, but it's tough to do it in this inning in the seventh. And that's high ball 4. And the other part of it, too, is the Blue Claws only have 3 bench players. So you'd have to use Arturo DeFreitas to come in as the new catcher for Nava. And then you lose the runner that you have as well. So I don't think you're going to see it here, and you won't. But the Blue Claws do have the tying run on now. That's the third walk allowed by, actually making the fourth walk allowed by Roldy Munoz. And here's Wilfredo Flores. Tony would have him bunt. Let's see. Am I right?
Actually, I would not.
Yeah, he's had a good year at the plate, and he swings and misses. I don't know that you want to take the bat out of his hands. With his base hit back in the fifth inning, he's up to 323 on the season. Roldy Munoz, the right-hander, 4-1 with a 2.1 ERA coming into the day. And the 0-1 to Flores is fouled back up here. I hope that doesn't damage the roof. Time to call the experts at Delta Contracting Services to find out. Visit DeltaRoofNJ.com today because your roof is an asset worth protecting. That's DeltaRoofNJ.com. With 2 strikes, Ogans at third backs up over near where the shortstop normally plays. And Flores hits a high fly ball out of the right field, pretty deep. Parker going back toward the track, on the track, at the wall, makes the catch right in front of the right field fence. And back to first goes Nava. So Flores, who was bidding for his first home run of the year, just missed it. And that would have given Jersey Shore the lead. And instead, it's just a long out, and there's one man away.
There's a crosswind blowing out to left. And may have just helped to keep that ball in the park.
Yeah, Flores only has 5 career homers. He had 3 last year with Clearwater, none this year, but he just missed that one. Here's Hao Yu Lee, and he looks at a fastball for a strike on the outside corner. And Macau nothing in 1. Rome 3, Jersey Shore 2, bottom of the 7th. Nava not a huge leadoff first. First baseman not holding him on, but keeps him close. As Lee fouls one back, it's 0-2. That's Eliziel Stevens. He's basically playing a little bit behind Nava. But they know that Nava, who has only attempted 1 stolen base this year and was caught, he's not going anywhere. 0-2, the pitch. Breaking ball popped up. Got him out in front on a slider and lifts it down third for Ogans. Halfway up the line in fair territory, makes the catch. So a long out and an infield pop out. 2 away for left fielder Gabriel Rincones Jr. Rincones has played pretty well. 5 hits so far in this series. Over 3 tonight, though. Tony's still looking for, I guess, that first kind of exclamation point of a moment. And this would be a good spot for one. First pitch to him is high and outside.
I was hitless last night. I'm looking for his first hit tonight. But done pretty well since he's been here.
Yeah, he had 2 hits in each of the first 2 games of the series. his first home series with the Blue Claws. And he fouls this one back. Good rip at a fastball. And it bounces back down from the suite level to the concourse level. Now the count 1-1. Rancones Jr. from born in Florida, lived in Venezuela, then lived in Scotland, went back to Florida for high school and college, and now in the Philly system. 1-1, and he takes down it inside. 2 balls, a strike. Went to Florida Atlantic in Boca. The Owls. And then began the year with Clearwater before getting promoted last week. Now for the tying run at first. And the 2-1 is inside, and it gets by the catcher, Baldwin, and rolls back toward the screen. Nava makes a big turn as he goes to second, and he'll hold on there. And Jersey Shore has the tying run in scoring position with two men away. Opportunity here for Rincones Jr. in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Blue Claws down 3-2. And here's the pitch. Fastball, dribbled foul up first. And the count is still 3 balls and 2 strikes.
Greg, the Blue Claws left what at the time would have been the go-ahead run at third in the fifth inning. Left two on in the sixth after that great play by Alvarez, the shortstop, and now have the tying run in scoring position.
3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Chase the slider. Strike three. Picked by Baldwin. He throws down to first. And the inning is over. Nice work by Roldy Munoz. Striking out Rincones Jr. And the side retired. No runs, no hits. A leadoff walk and a man left. We go to the eighth inning. And it's Rome 3, Jersey Shore 2 here on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
You already live and breathe Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball. Now show everyone else how to do it. Blue Claws merchandise, hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, more available now in the Clawsco. Sport that new surfing Blue Claws logo or the boogie boarding crab if you like, or strike a pose with Jersey Shore Blue Claws themed outerwear, novelty items like fins, keychains, and more. It's all available 24 hours a day at blueclaws.com/shop. That's blueclaws.com/shop. Live like a Blue Claw.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
New pitcher for the Blue Claws is right-hander Matt Russell out of Missouri State. And the first batter that he'll face was his college teammate there for 1 year in 2021. That's catcher Drake Baldwin, who's 0-3 here tonight. They faced each other earlier in the series, and Russell walked Baldwin. Matt signed with the Phillies back in 2021. Baldwin was drafted by the Braves in the third round of 2022. First pitch is lined in the air towards left center and a base hit. Lee Sang to his right. The center fielder cuts it off. And it's a leadoff single for Baldwin on the first pitch he sees from Matt Russell, runner at first here in the eighth inning with Rome up 3-2. That's their seventh hit. So Russell on the year, he is 3-4 in 18 games with a 7.01 ERA. 25 2/3 innings, 28 hits. He's walked 15 and struck out 26. Gave up one run in one inning on Thursday when he was reinstated from the development list. And a bunt attempt dragged to third, scooped up by Ward, running throw to first in time to get Keyshawn Ogins. Baldwin goes to second on the sacrifice. And 5-3 on the putout for out number one.
They'll give him the sacrifice, of course.
You're skeptical?
I mean, they have to give him the sacrifice. I think he was hoping to catch the Blue Claws by surprise and bunt for a base hit, but it works out there in the sacrifice department.
Here's Geraldo Quintero, the first baseman. The second baseman, who's 1-for-3 with a run scored. And he lines one foul, third base side. So Quintero, he was the one who scored on that error by Hao Yu Lee, the second baseman, back in the sixth inning. A grounder that Zabrowski hit. Lee should have just thrown to first. He tried to make a spinning long throw to second, threw it away. 0-1. Hard grounder to first, picked on a short hop by Wingrove. Nice play. He'll take it himself, step on the bag for out number two, and Baldwin advances to third.
Now that's something, the error by Lee there that I'm sure the coaching staff will address at some point. Again, he's a talented player, 20 years old, and trying to make a spectacular play there when you just need to make the routine play.
Yeah, you know, he made a throwing error, but the real mistake was not the throw, but the selection of what base to throw to.
Right.
Should have just thrown to first.
Exactly.
Fastball outside is Zabrowski, have a count 1-1 on those strikes. And obviously, you know, in a series like this, games like this where every game is low scoring, close, you know, that becomes a, you know, that's a magnified error. I mean, that's the go-ahead run right now. Here's the 1-0, and that one is at the knees, called strike. And the count 1-1. So Adam Zabrowski, the batter, he had a double in the fifth and scored. He's 4 for his last 41 and a 2.13 on the season. Does have 7 home runs, though. And Rome, not an easy park to hit in. Here's the 1-1 and a roller up third foul. The Southern Division is a little bit more hitter-friendly than the North. The old Sally League, you know, you had Lakewood and then everything else up here was, you know, pretty fair. Hagerstown was a good hitter's park. Greensboro, a huge hitter's park. But now, you know, Hudson Valley's tough. Brooklyn's really tough. This place really tough. Wilmington's not easy either. Foul ball back up onto the roof to our right out of play. Still 1-2 on Adam Zabrowski. So, you know, it's not only that the games in most of these home parks are tough for these Blue Claws hitters and the Brooklyn hitters, but most of their road games are played in tough places to hit as well. 1-2 on Zabrowski. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball popped up behind the plate, but that will get out of play. And the count is still 1-2. That one lands on the roof and rolls back down. No action in the Rome bullpen, so Roldy Munoz stays on for the eighth. He'll get Wingrove, Lee Sang, and Ward. 3 lefties, and you know, might be the Blue Claws' best chance. Runner at third, 2 down. Rome up 3-2 and hit him. Zabrowski gets plunked with a 1-2 pitch from Russell, a high fastball. And that'll bring up Brandon Parker, the right fielder, as the Braves have runners at first and third with 2 men away. So here's Parker out of Mississippi Gulf Coast Junior College, 10th round pick by Atlanta back in 2019. Came into today at just 190, but he's got 2 hits. He's 2-for-3. He raises average up to 202. First and third, top of the eighth, Rome up 3-2. And Russell's pitch is outside. Changeup misses, and it's 1-1 to no strikes. We did a fun hook, line, and splitter podcast with Russell the other day, Tony. That's up now at wherever you get your podcast. Matt was talking about signing with the Phillies. Here's the 1-0, and a curveball is outside, 2-0. Talking about signing with the Phillies, and he said that he was actually working at a barbecue joint in Kansas City, working a smoker, when he got the call that the Phillies wanted to sign him. So that's how he found out. This was back in 2021. 2-0, the pitch. Breaking ball hit in the air to center. This should be playable for Marcus Lee Sang, who drifts in a few steps. He's there, makes the grab, and that retires the side. So Russell pitches into but out of some trouble here in the eighth. No runs, one hit, no errors, and two left. So we go to the bottom of the eighth. Blue Claws have six outs to go. Down 3-2 on BallyLiveBlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Ricks and Wingrove leading it off here for Jersey Shore as we start the bottom of the eighth inning. And the Blue Claws trailing it by a score of 3-2. It'll be Wingrove, Lee Sang, and Ward. 3-4-5 against Roldy Munoz, the impressive right-handed reliever for the Rome Braves. So here's Rickson, who has 11 homers, third most in the league this season. First pitch is swung on and missed. Well, he tried. A big cut. And the count, nothing and one. We saw Rickson try to go the other way a lot this week with the wind blowing straight in. Not that swing. Slider, another big cut, fouls it back. And the count is 0-2. Blue Claws have a right-hander warming up in their bullpen down the line in right field. And the 0-2 to Wingrove is punched the other way to short. And backhanded by Alvarez. Plants fires the first in time to get Rickson one away. Rickson was able to go the other way that time. A more defensive swing with two strikes on him, but he grounds out. So he's 0-4 today. And that'll bring up the center fielder, Marcus Lee Sang, who has a home run and a flyout, plus a walk. Nick Ward on deck. Lee Sang's homer is fifth of the year. And that's high for ball one. Jason Ruffcorn is up in the pen for the Blue Claws right now. He'll pitch the ninth. Rome 3-2, and Lee Sang skies one down the left field line, slicing out of play, and that'll get into the third base picnic area, and the count is 1-1 on Marcus Lee Sang. These teams will play one more time this week tomorrow, and that'll be at 1:05. 1-1, that's a breaking ball called strike. And then Rome will finally get to head home. They've been up north, Hudson Valley, and then here for the last 2 weeks. 1-2, the count on Lee Sang. And the pitch is hit in the air pretty well, but well fouled. Down third, and the count remains 1-2. If Rome holds on, as Marcus calls time, if Rome holds on to win tonight, then that would be a 3-2 start to the series for Jersey Shore. Line drive down the right field line. That's going to drop in. Fair ball, base hit. And it rolls all the way to the right field wall. Lee Sang down to second. He'll hold there as Parker gets it in quickly. A two-bagger for Marcus Lee Sang. And the tying run is in scoring position for the Blue Claws here in the eighth. Second extra base hit of the night for Marcus Lee Sang. And that'll bring up Nick Ward. And now the crowd getting into it. And here comes the pitching coach, Mike Steed. And Romo gets somebody up in their bullpen. And Tony, the Blue Claws have had a few chances here and there, but they'll get two chances to tie the game with a single.
Greg, the Blue Claws are 0 for 5 with runners in scoring position. However, Rome is 1 for 13 with runners in scoring position, so they've had plenty of opportunities here to break this game open. Lesser opportunities, but still unsuccessful, Jersey Shore.
Mike Steed, the pitching coach, using all 30 seconds that he's allotted, and Trey Jester trying to break up that conference right now. Steed finally pats his pitcher on the back and returns to the Braves dugout. So here's Nick Ward, who's 0 for 2. A strikeout, a flyout, and then he was intentionally walked with a runner at third and one out of the sixth inning. And that move paid off for Rome. Eric Brito grounded into a fielder's choice on which Lee Sang had to stay at third, and then Leandro Pineda grounded out to short to end the inning. So here's Ward, the left-handed hitter, and the first pitch to him pulled foul on the ground first base side. And the count, nothing and one. 27-year-old left-handed batter from Westchester University, Kennett Square, Pennsylvania. Grew up a huge Phillies fan. Now gets to play for his favorite organization. And the 0-1 lined the other way. Foul down third. He was trying to go the other way with that. And fouls it off third base side. The count is nothing and two. Tying run at second, 0-2. Breaking ball, foul back. That's up onto the concourse. And still 0-2 on Nick Ward. Ward's got five homers, if you're wondering. Though none this month. He had a double and a run scored in last night's game. And bats now with a tying run at second. 0-2 with one out. The pitch is a breaking ball outside. Good eye. Count 3-2. Ball to the catcher. Tried to frame it, but that was off the plate for sure. And it's 1-2 on Nick Ward. Probably nobody that Greg Brodzinski trusts more in this spot than Nick. And a 1-2. Hard ground to right side. Base hit. It sneaks into right. And Lee Sang races around third. Up with it, Parker. The throw is offline. Ward's at first with a ribby single as Lee Sang scampers home. And this game is tied at three. There you go. Nick Ward comes through his 31st ribby of the season. And the Blue Claws have tied it at three here in the eighth.
Well, the Blue Claws got their first hit with runners in scoring position tonight, and it could not have come at a better time.
So that brings up now right-handed hitting Eric Brito. Ward at first is the go-ahead run. And the first pitch, a fastball strike on the outside corner. It's nothing at one. Brito, Tony, has the entire right side of the infield to punch a ball through. You could drive a truck through it. With the first baseman Stevens holding on, Ward Quintero up near the bag at second. 0-1 to Brito. Blooped in the air down the right field line and foul ground. Going back on it, Stevens, but it's out of play. And the count is 0-2. So would you try to put Ward in motion here, baby? He does run very well. Now Baldwin threw him out the other night. But Nick is still 18 for 19, stealing bases this season. 0-2 the count on Brito. Ward's got a good lead. And he is going. Pitch slider, swing and a miss, strike three. Baldwin throws high from one knee to second, and Ward swipes the base. I was about to say before he threw the pitch, I wonder if they might pitch out here. And it is a stolen base for Ward, but Brito strikes out. You know, Tony, one of the fun things about baseball is that and Rome's going to bring in a new pitcher here. As the game turns, you often get another chance at redemption.
Right, you do.
And here's Leandro Pineda. So let's back it up to the sixth inning. Blue Claws had runners at second and third with two out, and Pineda hit a ground ball at the hole at short. Ignacio Alvarez made a diving stop to the backhand, and Pineda thought that the ball had gone into left field for what would have been a base hit. So he started to round first base. Little did he know that Ignacio Alvarez actually caught the ball on a bounce. So he threw to first. That made an amazing play. But if Pineda had just run through the bag, at least one, and I think two runs would have scored to give the Blue Claws the lead, and instead they got nothing. But now, with the go-ahead run at second and a new pitcher in the game, it's Leandro Pineda who gets a chance to give Jersey Shore the lead. And Rome goes to a new pitcher, right-hander Miguel Pena, who will take over for the Braves here in the bottom half of the eighth inning. So, Roldy Munoz did a nice job.
He did.
But gave up the tying run here in the eighth. And here is Pena. He's a right-hander from Santiago in the Dominican Republic, 24 years of age. And this will be his eighth game with Rome, with Mississippi, their double-A team. He gave up 5 earned runs, 10 total in 11 and a third innings, but walked 14. And struck out 10. With Rome, he is 1-0 in 7 games, 9 and two-thirds innings, 8 hits, 5 earned runs. He's walked just 2, and he has struck out 17 on the season. This will be his first action of the series. Last pitched at Hudson Valley on Sunday through an inning and a third of scoreless relief. So Miguel Pena, the new pitcher, and Leandro Pineda, the batter. Nick Ward, the go-ahead run, is at second here in the bottom of the eighth inning. And Pena's first pitch is a breaking ball in the dirt. Nice block by Drake Baldwin. And the count is 1 ball and no strikes. Pineda 1-for-2 with a walk, and he could easily be 2-for-2. Well, he did make a mistake trying to round first base without realizing the ball didn't get through. He was robbed by Alvarez, who made an unbelievable play. One of the plays of the year. And a slider is low from Pena. And the count on Pineda is 2 balls and no strikes. Pena is from the Dominican Republic. He signed with the Braves way back in 2017. Earlier this year was his first taste of double A. 2-0 the count, and the pitch is inside and low, ball 3. Meanwhile, on deck is Andrick Nava, who will have a chance here to, or maybe will have a chance to extend the, or give the Blue Claws the lead. In fact, he will. So they're going to put Pineda on. That's another intentional walk. And it was a 3-0 count. First base was open, so, you know, that makes sense. And Pena will face Nava here with two down and runners on at first and second.
Nonetheless, Greg, I do not recall ever seeing a Blue Claws game with 3 intentional walks, regular season or postseason.
2 issued by Roman, 1 by Jersey Shore. So here's Nava, who is 0-for-2 with a walk in this game. And Pena, the right-hander, set at the belt. First pitch, high for a strike. And on the outside corner, two-seam fastball. And the count, nothing and one. Wilfredo Flores would be next. 2 men out. Ward, the RBI single that tied the game. He's the runner at second. And Pineda is the runner at first. And the 0-1 breaking ball, check swing. And they appeal. Did he go? No. Says the base umpire, Jesse Bush. Jason Ruffcorn will come on to pitch the ninth inning for Jersey Shore. It will either be tied or Blue Claws will be 3 outs from a victory. Here's the 1-1. Inside and low, ball 2. And the count on Nava, 2-1. Nava from Cabimas, Venezuela, is only 21 years old. Switch hitting catcher. Says dad taught him to switch hit back in Venezuela. 2-1 the count, and that's high and outside, ball 3. So Pena has thrown now, not including the intentional ball 4, he has thrown 7 pitches and only 1 strike. So if you're Nava here, obviously, He'll be swinging away, but you got to look for something you can drive ahead of the count with a go-ahead run at second. And the pitch. And he takes it and a strike on the inside corner. That was, from here, it looked like a pretty good pitch to hit, right? Knee high, about thigh high on the inner part of the plate. It's that sweet spot for for a lefty. There's a lot of room on the left side of the infield for Nava. Runners will go 3-2 with two down. The pitch is a breaking ball, line in the air to center. Hit well, Kilpatrick though, he's there, backs up a few and makes the grab, and that retires the side. Nava gave it a ride, but he flies out, and the inning is over. Well, the Blue Claws tie it. One run, two hits, no errors, and two left. 3-3 as we go to the ninth. Rough Corn, the new pitcher on Valley Live, BlueClaws.com. And MILB TV.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rack, and Goblet Toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sandbar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at BlueClaws.com/tickets. That's BlueClaws.com/tickets.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive. Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
Top of the ninth inning here at Shorttown Ballpark, tied at three, thanks to Nick Ward, who had an RBI single in the bottom half of the eighth inning. So we go to the ninth inning all square, and it'll be 8-9-1 for Rome against the right-hander Ralph Corn out of the University of Oklahoma. And here's eight-hitter Eliseo Stevens, who swings and misses at a high fastball. And the count is nothing at one. Stevens bats left. He's 0-3 with a ground out, reached on an error, and then he struck out. Ralph Corn deals the righty's pitches, chopped the second for Hao Yu Lee, and it goes right through his legs for an error. Pineda has to race in to grab it. And that'll be an E4 on Hao Yu Lee. It's five errors in the game for Jersey Shore. A routine grounder, and Lee just got caught, whether to play it as on the ground or an in-between hop, and he just kind of froze, and it went right through his legs for an error. So that puts Ralph Corn behind the eight ball and brings up Kadon Morton. And he drags a bunt, third base side. Ward dives to his left to grab it, spins and has no play, and it'll be a bunt single. So the ball was bunted left of the mound, and Ward was charging in. He had to go basically angled towards short, and as he made the diving catch, he had no play. So that's a bunt base hit for Morton, and Rome has two on and nobody out here in the ninth inning. Meanwhile, the Blue Claws have now made five errors in this game, most by Jersey Shore in a game this season. So, Blue Claws have made a mess of this inning. And here's Kevin Kilpatrick Jr., who's 0-4. We'll see if he's bunting. I would guess that he would be. Rough Corn on the year, 2-1, a 5.92 ERA, 24 innings, 26 hits. He's walked 12, and he struck out 30. Eighth round pick of the Phillies back in 2021. Through a scoreless inning back on Thursday, this is his second game of the series. And Kilpatrick does show bunt. They throw behind the runner at second, and they got him! Oh, wow, Andrick Nava, a huge play. Here comes Angel Flores, the manager for Rome, out to argue with Jesse Bush. And what a mistake by Eliseo Stevens. That's a spring training play, Tony, right off the backfields. And they snuck Eric Brito, the shortstop, in behind the runner at second base. And they pick him off. What an enormous mistake by Stevens, but what a great throw by Nava. And the pickoff goes 2-6 for the first out. That's one of those first day of spring training bunt defense plays, or fastball in there for a strike, and the count 1-1. So, you know, the batter squares, everybody charges in. The runner thinks Brito's going to third. They loop him back in behind him and pick him up. It's tough to do, but that was beautiful. Here's a fly ball into right center. That's playable for Pineda. He's there, makes the grab. Kilpatrick retired, and that's out number two. And, Tony, suddenly this inning has gone from runner at first and second with nobody out to a runner at first and two out. And here is Ignacio Alvarez, the shortstop.
Well, we've seen the Blue Claws pull off a successful appeal play in this series. Now they pick a runner off second twice today now. Because Jacob Sack did it too. The runner as well.
Here's Alvarez, and he takes a slider inside. And the count is one ball and no strikes.
They picked two runners off second in this game.
Runner at first, and Alvarez takes outside. Alvarez out of Riverside City College in California has a base hit, unless he was intentionally walked today. And here's a high fly ball to right center, playable. Pineda's there. Lee Sang coming in. Who's got it? Pineda, a two-handed catch, and that retires the side. So that huge throw by Nava, in fact, Ruffcorn went over to Nava as soon as that third out was recorded to high five him, and he had given him a point, you know, a good job, way to go point after the pickoff. And Ruffcorn very appreciative of Nava's work, as he should be. No runs, one hit, one error, and one left. We go to the bottom of the ninth. Jersey Shore can win it here. It's 3-3 on ValleyLiveBlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com. A premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
You already live and breathe Jersey Shore Blue Claws baseball. Now show everyone else how to do it. Blue Claws merchandise, hats, t-shirts, sweatshirts, and more available now in the Claws Go. Sport that new surfing Blue Claws logo or the boogie boarding crab if you like, or strike a pose with Jersey Shore Blue Claws themed outerwear, novelty items like pins, keychains, and more. It's all available 24 hours a day at BlueClaws.com/shop. That's BlueClaws.com/shop. Live like a Blue Claw.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Wilfredo Flores leads it off here for Jersey Shore, and we head into the bottom of the ninth inning, tied up at three. Left-handed batter, first pitch, high and outside from Miguel Pena, and the count is one ball and no strikes. So Flores, then Haoyu Lee, then Gabriel Rincones Jr., and Flores fouls one back into the screen. And the count is 1-1. Pena got the last out of the eighth inning after Ward tied the game with the RBI single. And the 1-1 inside gets by the catcher back to the screen, 2-1. Meanwhile, Jersey Shore has a right-hander in the bullpen. I think that's Orion Kirkery to pitch the 10th inning. And it is. in case they don't score here. But they'll try to win it right here. Be their third walk-off win of the season. Here's the 2-1. And a ground that is short. Right there is Alvarez, who gobbles it up, steps, throws to first in time, and one away. So Flores grounds out. One up, one down here with the ninth. And that'll bring up Hao Yu Lee. Lee's got some serious pop. He had an RBI double in the fifth inning. And while Tony ultimately did not cost the Blue Claws, you know that Lee would love to atone for the defensive miscue that he made on a routine ground ball that started the inning.
No, he also had that the defensive miscue earlier. Yeah,
that very cost. Nearly cost the Blue Claws. And the other one did, as you said. First pitch, slider, strike. On the outside corner. Blue Claws winners last night, so they're 1-0 to start the second half, which began yesterday. And Jersey Shore's won 3 out of 4 in this series and 5 out of 6 overall. 0-1 to Hao Yu Lee. That's outside, a breaking ball. And the count is 0-2. That's 2-0, excuse me. Or check that. 1-1 on Lee. There you go. Third time's the charm. Lee with one home run of the year. And the 1-1 popped up behind the plate. That'll get out of play. Baldwin looks at it, but it's about 10 rows back, 15 rows back, 1-2. Blue Claws had those back-to-back walk-off wins a couple of weeks ago. In back-to-back games, Friday night, June the 2nd, on the base hit by Mignetti, and then Saturday, the 3rd of June, Wingrove the double in game 1 of that doubleheader against Brooklyn. Here's the 1-2, and a fly ball hit deep down the left field line, but he hooked it, and it's going to go foul, and it lands on the grass berm down that left field line. Well, might as well say it, right, Tony? Well, Blue Claws have not had a walk-off home run since August of 2019.
Ben Pelletier, right?
Yes, against Delmarva. And the 1-2 to Lee. Slow roller up third, tough play. Hogan's charges, gloves running, throws, dives, save! And Lee is pumped up. He just legs out the infield single and the winning run's aboard. I don't know why he dove, but he got there. He's got 8 stolen bases, and he's aboard. And here comes Mike Steed, the pitching coach, out to the mound to talk to Pena. The batter will be Gabriel Rincones Jr., and then after him is Rickson Wingrove for Jersey Shore.
Greg, most everyone will tell you that when you slide head first,
it slows you down.
First base, that it probably cost you a step. I have to ask the bull about that, Greg Bozinski, about that one of these days.
So here's Gabriel Rincones Jr., who's 0 for 4. Lee, the runner at first. He's got 8 stolen bases. He's the winning run. Rome 3, Blue Claws 3. Bottom of the ninth. Pena from the belt, and the right-hander is set. First pitch, swinging a little squibber out in front of the plate, but it spins foul right before Baldwin could grab it, so foul ball. And the count 0-1, and Hao Yu Lee will return to first base.
Baldwin is a very good defensive catcher, even though he does have a throwing error this game. But he gets rid of it quickly, and usually it's online. Lee has good speed. I wouldn't call him a burner. I mean, he has okay.
No.
It's good speed, but.
Yeah, I mean, if Rincones gets one to the gap, Lee is certainly fast enough to score.
True.
Held on at first by Stevens. Pena from the belt, and the 0-1-2 Gabriel Rincones Jr. After a long hole, here it is, and swing at him in a big cut and a breaking ball. And the count is 0-2. Rickson Wingrove, who had the walk-off hit a couple of weeks ago, is on deck. And time called by the base umpire, Jesse Bush, as the ball had gotten loose from the Braves' pen down the left field line.
Greg Rincones has the whole side of the left side of the infield to shoot it through if you wanted to hit one between the shortstop position and the bag.
And the 0-2, there goes the runner. Fastball in the dirt. Picked by Baldwin. Throw, save. That was a heck of a throw by Baldwin on a ball in the dirt that he picked off to his glove side. He somehow, you know, he didn't get it out from his right hand. Made a pretty good throw, and Lee just in there with his ninth stolen base of the season. So now, Blue Claws really have two chances to win the game. The outfielders shorten up a couple of steps in center and left. Parker's still playing pretty deep in right with a left-handed hitter at the plate. And the 1-2 pitch on the way. Breaking ball, chopped up the middle. Tough play, long run. The second baseman, Quintero, and it glances off his glove in the shallow center. Here comes Lee, racing in, slides in safely, and Jersey Shore walks it off. Your final score, the Blue Claws 4 and the Braves 3. That'll be a base hit for Gabriel Rinconas Jr. His walk-off single gives the Blue Claws their third walk-off win of the year. 4-3 tonight. They've won 6 out of 7, and they're 2-0 to start the second half. It was a tough play for Quintero up near the bag, and it just glanced off the end of his glove. Lee comes in to score, and they play Crab Rave on the board. Blue Claws win it, Tony. Tonight, your final is Jersey Shore 4 and Rome 3.
It'll be a line drive in the box score, but most importantly, it'll be a game-winning RBI in the box score. His first at this level for Gabriel Rinconas. And Blue Claws will savor this one again. It zigzagged back and forth all night for a while there. It was a comedy of errors. You had
whoever lost this game was going to feel very annoyed at themselves.
Yeah.
And it turns out that it's Rome. The Blue Claws have won now 5 of their last 6. Tony, all yours.
Okay. Well, it may not have been pretty, but all's well that ends well here for Jersey Shore tonight as they walk it off here in the ninth inning. It did not end well for the Phillies today over at Citizens Bank Park, where the Mets had defeated them 4-2. Matt Scherzer went the first 6, and the bullpen hung on to give the Mets that win 4-2 over the Phils. Let's go to the Phillies affiliate scoreboard now for you. And we will start off with Lehigh Valley, which lost at Worcester by a score of 8-7. In that ball game, 2 hits for the shortstop, Weston Wilson, who is quietly having a very good season, maybe not so quietly. He had his 15th home run in that ball game. We saw him in the spring training, at least on the TV we did. He looked pretty good in spring training, but he's never mentioned as somebody to bring up. Of course, he is a shortstop, and the Phillies, you know, really don't have room for a shortstop at the big league level. And Rafael Marchand, who is back with Lehigh Valley, went 2-for-4 in that ball game. Derek Hall went 1-for-5. Derek is hitting .292. Lehigh Valley loses at Worcester by a score of 8-7. Clearwater wins at Dunedin tonight by a score of 5-2. And the familiar suspects had big roles in that. Marion Boyd and Justin Crawford. Boyd went 2-for-5. He's hitting .269, correct. And Crawford, the top pick of the Phillies in the draft last year, the 19-year-old, 2-for-4 with 2 ribbies. He is hitting a cool .348. Did he steal any bases? Yes, he did. Crawford stole his 32nd base of the season, as a Clearwater wins at Dunedin by a score of 5-2. Continuing with our affiliate scoreboard, Reading fell at Portland up in Maine tonight by a 4-2 final there. The 37-game on-base streak of Carlos De La Cruz did not factor in tonight. He was not in the lineup. Matt Kroon, former Blue Claw, went 2-for-4. He's having a heck of a year. He is batting .321 after his 2-for-4 performance tonight. Nick Podkill went 2-for-4 and hit his 10th home run of the season. In relief, Adam Leverett did not figure in the decision. He went three innings and did not allow a hit and struck out three, lowered his ERA to 3.55. Leverett, a former Blue Claw. Elsewhere in the Philly system, the Florida Complex League Phillies lost to the Yankees by a score of 7-4. The FCL Phillies are 7-7. Two more hits there for Anthony Kirion, the Blue Claw, who is on rehab assignment. The catcher DH, who could possibly be back here certainly sooner than later. He's gotten some extended time now for the Phillies in the Florida Complex League. He's hitting well over 400 at that level, and he'll probably, I'm guessing, rejoining the Blue Claws maybe as soon as this coming week. In the Dominican Summer League, the Phillies lost to the Cardinals by a score of 7-6 in 10 innings. The DSL Phillies Red, this is the red team, they are 9-5. And the white team prevailed over Colorado by a score of 4-3. And the white Phillies, DSL white Phillies, are 10-5. Here in Lakewood, well, what a ball game it was, back and forth. And Jersey Shore eventually prevails, walking it off in the ninth inning on the bouncing base hit up the middle by Rincones Jr. Hayu Lee finishes with two hits, as did Marcus Lee Sang, who also clubbed his fifth home run of the season. The totals again for Jersey Shore, 4 runs, 8 hits, 5 errors. And you don't usually win a game when you commit 5 errors, but the Blue Claws did tonight. And Rome, 3 runs on 8 hits, and they committed 3 errors in the ball game. Jason Ruffcorn is the winner. He improves to 3-1. And Pena takes the loss. He is 1-1. With the outcome, the Blue Claws are now 2-0 in the second half, 37-30 overall. And Rome falls to 30-38. The Braves are 0-2 in the second half. This series, which the Blue Claws now lead 4-1, will conclude with game number 6 tomorrow at 1:05. Blue Claws will try to make it 5 out of 6 behind lefty Rafael Marcano. He is 3-4 with a 4.35 ERA. And Hunter Riggins, a right-hander with a mark of 3-3 and an ERA of 3.68, will be the starting pitcher for Rome in tomorrow's game. After that, Blue Claws and all of the, at least, Sally League teams are off for 2 days. They'll be off Monday and Tuesday. We'll resume action on June 28th. That's next Wednesday in Brooklyn. But again, this series ends tomorrow at 1:05. Rafael Marcano on the mound for Jersey Shore. Tonight's game produced, as always, by the incomparable Ryan Caldwell. Social media from Laura Elizabeth and from Greg. I'm Tony Graham for Greg Giamborisi. That'll do it for tonight. In walk-off fashion, the Blue Claws prevail in the ninth inning, 4-3 over the Rome Braves. Have a awesome rest of your Saturday evening, everybody.